High school playoff football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present this PIAA District 1 5A Round 1 playoff game. Tonight's game is between the number 4 seed Upper Dublin Cardinals and your number 13 seed Strathaven Panthers.
If ball comes out, scramble for him, the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover to Riffle, hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there, Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. DZO Mechanical, for all your residential and commercial heating and air conditioning needs. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Advanced Chiropractic Center, serving Delaware County residents for over 50 years. Zenith Public Adjusters, when disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital, think Rothman first, run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
This group of Strathaven seniors was in eighth grade at that time, most of them having never played football at all. 2012 was the last time your Strathaven Panthers were in the District 1 playoffs. And here we are, what feels like forever ago, a four-year drought has come to an end tonight as Strathaven takes the road to face the defending District 1 champion, Upper Dublin Cardinals, up here in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, as the Strathaven class of 2017 has not only taken the field over the last couple of years and played very well, but they've restored and perhaps set up a launching pad for Strathaven football in the years to come with a return to the District 1 playoffs, and we are thrilled to bring it to you live here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. It's feeling like fall here in Fort Washington. Brian Carroll going to bring you play-by-play. Little bit chilly, little bit of a breeze. It is November, and it is feeling like playoff football, and it's been quite a while, but again, the Panthers are happy to be here as the 13 seed playing an Upper Dublin team that comes in 8-1. Playing in a conference that a lot of people question the strength of schedule and so forth. But, of course, the Cardinals faced that same question a year ago as Garnet Valley walked up here in the first round of the playoffs and took a 35-3 thumping. And they, well, just get in line because Upper Dublin went 14-0 through the District 1 playoffs. It ended up pounding North Penn to win the District 1 title before ultimately falling in the state semifinals against St. Joe's Prep. So Upper Dublin, strength of schedule or not, has a lot to play for and should be feeling mighty good playing at home as the number 4 seed. Joined, as always, by Mike Mayer, and a little bit of a road trip up the turnpike tonight, but so glad to be playing meaningful football here on week 11 of the season. And Mike, I just wanted to thank you again for another terrific season here on HavenFootball.net. We hope to keep it going with the silver and black over the next few weeks.
Yeah, we absolutely do. But of course, we are prepared to go beyond that. If Haven can't pull this out, we will be doing playoff football leading right up to the District 1 playoff finals. Whether it's going to be 5A or 6A, we're not too sure. We'll have to see how it turns out. But, of course, we're hoping that we're going to follow the Strathaven Panthers all the way through. A couple of comments real quick on, you know, tonight's game. I know there's been a lot of criticism of a 16-seed group, particularly when half of them are below 500. I understand the criticism, but you know what? The reality is you really do want to encourage as many teams to get into the game. Yeah, we know you're a 13-seed playing against a 4-seed, and technically the first game for those high seeds are going to be wipeouts theoretically, but you know what, this is high school football. You really can't tell from one year to the next how things are going to go. Certainly we don't know what kind of team the Cardinals have this year. For sure we'll have to play the game, and I think that's just fine. After all, at the end of the day, we're going to be in a playoff game, and that's what these seniors and that's what these juniors are going to remember. We don't know what next year is going to bring, but they got to a playoff game in 2016, and they played it, and even if they get blown out or whatever, they were in a playoff game, and that counts for something. You know, this is not the pros. We're not worried about the quality of the talent. You can criticize it all you want, but the bottom line is these 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, they're playing their hearts out, and you know what? If the whole preseason, the whole regular season was just a prelude to everybody making the playoffs, I wouldn't object to that, as long as you see them so that theoretically the best two teams end up facing each other. But enough criticism of that. You know, we've got a good game tonight. We hope it to be a good game. And, yeah, there are some serious questions about the Cardinals and who they played and who they haven't. But this is step-up football, and I think the Panthers, as I spoke about in the 50-yard line article, you know, they're going to have to learn how to play four quarters of football. You know, the odds that they're going to go into the third or fourth quarter up by three or four scores is very remote. Could happen, but it's very remote. So if they're hanging on for their lives in this game, they have not shown an ability to really run this out through the end of the third and four, and then throughout the fourth quarter. They're going to have to find the reserves, tough it out, and see if they can do that. Of course, the first order of business is put some points on the board, do some tackling, which has given them fits all year long. Hopefully it won't be tonight, and kind of feel these Cardinals out. I have spoke to the coaches, as you have, Brian. They're saying, and I think they're being realistic, they're looking at tonight, they think it's 50-50. They think that they've got some tricks up their sleeve tonight. They've changed some things so they're not quite as predictable. The kids know this is, you know, you lose one and go home, and that's the end of your season. But, of course, the Cardinals have the same thing. Whether they've changed any plays or not, we have no idea. But the point is, this is it. You lose tonight, that's the end of your season. If you're a senior, it's the last high school game you'll suit up for. So a lot on the line for both teams.
Indeed, and the Cardinals, again, 8-1. We mentioned a year ago they went 14-0 before ultimately falling in the state semifinals, graduated a ton of talent from that team. So there were question marks for them coming in, piecing it back together, putting some guys in different positions, and really they've done it with an offense by committee, four talented running backs and a dual-threat quarterback, all of them with somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 to 400 yards, no eye-popping stats. To me, the most eye-popping stat of all, rather than individually, but as a team, rushing the football, averaging 7 yards per carry.
Yep.
And no matter who they hand it to, it seems to go pretty well for the Flying Cardinals here. 7 yards per carry is not going to put you in too many third and long. So the Panther defense will have their hands full tonight with Justin Horn, who has over 1,000 yards passing, 13 touchdowns and 4 interceptions to his credit, and 444 yards rushing and including one rushing touchdown. There's a young man named Michael Cottom who will play in the slot. They'll hand it to him. They'll throw it to him, try to get it to him in space. But he has over 500 all-purpose yards catching it and running it. Naeem Huff has almost 300 yards rushing. Malik Bootman with 240 yards rushing himself. And Philip Butler, another senior, over 200 yards rushing. So the Panthers have to be aware of everybody, most of them wearing single-digit numbers on their uniforms tonight. But any one of them can catch it and certainly take it to the house on any particular play. Panthers come in tonight relatively healthy, but we are upset to report that one of the guys we had been waiting for all season long, his return, Jay Smith, who was injured in the first half of the first game of the season, broke his arm on a one-handed catch in the end zone back in week one, was back last week for Marple Newtown, was excited to play, was ready to get out there, and re-broke that arm. We are hoping the best and wishing the best for Jay, who is not here tonight. He had surgery the other day, and we hope he's home listening. And our thoughts are out with you, Jay. We miss you, and again, hope you're going to recover very, very quickly, and we will see you playing football in 2017. So again, we miss number 18 tonight. Van Bobo still out of the lineup as well. He is done for the season, unfortunately. So again, Panthers with a couple of skill guys out of the lineup again tonight, but certainly have to feel good about some of the things that they've done offensively, namely number 25 getting more and more into the offense. That's Hunter Mazur. They've mixed him in at certainly at halfback out of that wing tee, but they've used him a little bit at tailback, and he has shown some spark, certainly with that speed in the open field, Mike. Couple really big runs last week against Marple Newtown.
Oh, yeah. You know, look, I've said it before. We are the most talented 4-6 team that I've seen. I mean, we just, you know, we can't seem to continue the game, you know, for the fourth quarter, and the wheels just fall off. So I don't know how you control that. I can't even begin to analyze, you know, what the reason is for that. But at the end of the day, it's costing you ball games, and you're going to have to find a way to do that. So, you know, I got to tell you, if we go into about halfway through the third quarter, into the fourth quarter, and we're like 21-14 on either side of the ball, it's going to be sweat time, because either, you know, the Cardinals are going to blow this thing away, or we're going to find a way to tie it up. I'm hoping to see a couple of things tonight. I'm hoping to see, again, continued passing on our part, and hopefully that Atsevez is on the money tonight. Of course, you never know in high school football. And I'm looking for some containment. You know, we've got to give the Cardinals a lot of third and longs. Otherwise, this is going to be, they're just going to march it down the end of the field. So that's what I'm going to be looking for, to see if they can do anything to control the offense. And then, you know, and then get their own offense going. You know, we started having a little bit of trouble scoring. The Radnor game was a problem. Marple Newtown, we led the game. You know, we took up and drove beautifully down for the first score, and then just couldn't seem to get it together again. So we'll see what happens. We have the Cardinal Marching Band directly in front of us, and that's what you're hearing. They're terrific, by the way. They did the pre-show for the game, which was very nice of them. That means they're going to leave Strathaven to do the halftime show. That's a very nice gesture. But in any event, we're ready to go. So
we'll be back in just a moment for the tail end of the Star Spangled Banner and the opening kickoff of the 2016 District 1 playoffs. Strathaven and Upper Dublin coming up next on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the Flying Cardinal marching unit playing the Star Spangled Banner tonight. Thanks again to everybody here at Upper Dublin for getting us set up in the press box. Pete Fulginetti joining us. Glad to have him back. Missed him on Wednesday night for the middle school doubleheader, but Pete's here helping with stats and spotting. We are here in the press box, and coaches kicked outside tonight. So assistant coaches Dan Schaefer and Dan Mulhern just outside the door here.
They're going to blame us for the pneumonia over the weekend.
Well, we'll give them some of our new knit hats and try to keep them warm if needed. But hopefully they'll be excited and jumping up and down for good reasons tonight. Strathaven in their road whites, silver helmets, black pants, and black numerals on their jerseys. Four captains, the seniors, meeting at midfield. Zach Newland, Hunter Mazur, John Hara, and Evan Atsevez. Meeting them are the four Cardinal seniors, one of whom is out of the lineup tonight, Philip Butler, a two-way starter at running back and corner, is out of action tonight. He is in street clothes wearing number five. Cardinals in white helmets, red from head to toe, with red jerseys, white numerals, and black trim. Also joining Butler, who's out of the lineup, is number four, Naeem Huff, number 12, your quarterback, Justin Horn, and two-way lineman, Jason O'Gara. All of them seniors as well. So the Cardinals excited to host tonight on their home field. They have won the toss and deferred, so Strathaven will receive the opening kickoff and move left to right as we get things started. Thanks to our buddies over at Delco Times for the Twitter updates. Our friends up in Lansdale, not too far from here, WNPV, Daryl Dobis and Jeff Nolan and friends up there helping out and tweeting scores as well. So we should have the 5A and 6A playoff scores covered tonight, as well as we're hoping for some updates from Pope John Paul against Interbro at the 4A level. Remember, just four teams in the 4A playoffs there. So Interbro, the top seed, taking on number four Pope John Paul tonight, and the winner of that gets either Pottsgrove or, why am I blanking, on their opponent tonight. But either way, from the Delaware County perspective, hoping that Interboro does well tonight and move on next week to take the winner of Pottsgrove and Upper Perk. So here we will keep you posted, of course, as we go along. Panthers again moving left to right. They will receive the opening kickoff. Hunter Mazur awaits at the 10-yard line. He's flanked by Tommy Foster to his right and Jemai Springfield to his left. Number 28, Chris Barbera. The sophomore kicker has it teed halfway between the hash marks, and see what the Panthers can put together on their opening drive here, but pretty good kick returns in the last couple weeks as well. Three speedsters back there, and we'll see if Upper Dublin elects to take their chances with one of the three men standing deep. All right, Barbera, hand in the air, approaches the ball, and we are underway. High line drive kick. It's going to come down to Tommy Foster at the 10-yard line. Up the left hash, dances to his left, tries to turn the corner off the right side, turns back to his right and across the 25, 26-yard line maybe, and the Panthers will start right there. Nice tackle by number 32, Dylan Zlotnikoff. For the Cardinals, Panther offense tonight, led by senior quarterback Evan Atsevez. Fullback is Zach Nulon, Hunter Mazur, and Makai Hill, the halfbacks. John Harrah is your tight end, split end Tommy Foster. Brian Dozier is your center. Rob Dubois and Ryan Morris are the guards. We'll see Luke Healy in there as well. Lee Hulbert and Ben McFetridge are your bookend tackles. First and 10, they'll snap right next to the left hash mark. Wing T set, two tight ends. Gives to Nulon off the left side. He's going to run into a wall of red shirts there after a gain of just two. Number 8, your inside linebacker, Max Weinbrake, on the stop. Weinbrake, 5'9", 178-pound junior, leads the team with 60 tackles, 3 sacks, is an interception, a fumble recovery, and a forced fumble. So he's one of the leaders on the inside of that defense, that inside linebacker. He stands aside number 3, Malik Bootman. I'll get to the rest of the defense momentarily. Panthers go shotgun. Two receivers to either side. Jet sweep coming. Here comes Makai Hill. Looks for a little room. Bounces to his right. Tries to turn inside and not much doing there. Good work there by Anthony Sermonara on the stop. I'm sorry. No, it's 74, not 24. No, it was. Sermonara, number 24 on the stop for the Cardinals. Brings up third down in about 8. Well, no, call it 7. They spotted out near the 27-yard line. Or 28, I guess.
Right.
Yep, here we go. Panthers break the huddle. They go with an unbalanced line here. Dozier moves to guard. Actually outside to tackle as McFetridge will snap out of the shotgun. Motion man, low snap picked up by Atsevez under heavy pressure. Now he's going to be in trouble and sacked. Winebreak has his fourth sack of the year. They drop him back at the 22-yard line. Low snap. Doomed that play from the start, and the Panthers go 3 and out. Well,
not a good beginning.
Not
but,
a good
you know,
beginning, but yeah.
It happens.
Try a couple different looks there. But, again, low snap, couldn't get it going. Michael Cottom awaits dangerous return man. Toes on his own 45-yard line. Zach Nulon averaging about 38 yards per punt. Takes a snap and booms one. Angled to the left, headed towards that far sideline. Inside the 40-yard line, rolls out of bounds at the 36. Good kick by Nulon away from any trouble. No return there. Give him 42 on the punt, and the Cardinal offense tonight looks like this. Justin Horn is your quarterback. Michael Cottom, Naeem Huff are the running backs. We'll see Malik Bootman as well. Jalen Heim and JT Breslin are your wide receivers. Ryan O'Gara, the tight end. Steve Lee, Quentin Durr, Jason O'Gara, Max Weinberg, part of the offensive line. So, coming in, Upper Dublin, averaging 25 points per game, and they'll move right to left here on their opening drive. From the 36-yard line, they run their 11th man onto the field here. 84, the tight end O'Gara lines up to the left of the formation. Horn gives on the jet sweep and trying to turn this corner. Good speed to this near sideline. Panthers track him very well, though, and out of bounds goes number 6, Michael Cottom, after a gain of just 2. Nice work there by Sean Daly making the stop. Panther defense includes Daly at that free safety spot. Your corners, Jermai Springfield and Tommy Foster. Inside linebackers, Ethan Belleville and Ryan Morris. Jake Fisher and Makai Hill on the outside. You're down 4. Brandon King and Lee Hulbert at the tackles. Rob Dubois and John Harrah are your defensive ends. Second down and 8 after Cottom goes for a couple. Nose of the football at the Upper Dublin 38-yard line. Cottom, slot to the right. Wing to the left is the tight end. Motion man has caught him again. They give inside on the counter instead. And nice tackle stepping up and making the stop by Makai Hill and Ryan Morris. Forward progress will give him almost the 40-yard line, but not much doing there for Naeem Huff that time. Good work there by the Panther linebackers, and third down and a long 6.
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, the long 6 we talked about. We need some long, 3 and something, not 3 and 1. So here we go.
Tight end to the left is Ryan O'Gara. Split end to the left, number 7, George Weems in the game. O'Gara shifts tight end now to the right. They roll to that right side horn, looking, fires the right flat. It is juggled and incomplete it goes. 4th and 6 upcoming. So good job by the defense. Intended receiver Michael Cottom couldn't get it. Ball delivered low and outside near that first down marker, and teams trade three and outs to start the game here. 9:04 to play here in the opening quarter. Clock stopped. And we'll see the punt team for the first time here for Upper Dublin. Number 28, Chris Barbera, who handled the kickoff duties, is standing awaiting the deep snap. Foster and Rossini stand deep to return. High snap. Barbera gets it away. A wobbler off the right up across the 30. Good roll here for Upper Dublin. It's going to roll to the Strathaven 24-yard line before it's picked up by number 10, Ryan Bisaccio. Well, Panthers start pretty much the same spot they did after the opening drive, and see what they can do with it this time. Three and out after gaining just 3 yards on two runs, and then a quarterback sack backed them up. So Atsevez and the offense will try it again from their own 24-yard line. Right hash mark moving left to right in front of us. Two tight end set. Reeves to the left, Harrah to the right, double wing. Fullback is new line. They give it to Hunter Mazur. Jet sweep to the left edge, and he's turning the corner across the 25, 30-yard line. See where they stop. Spot him right out at the 31. Good work there by Hunter Mazur. Gain of 6 on his first carry of the night. Good blocking on that left side. Had to give a little ground there. Good push from the right side of that Upper Dublin defensive line. Get the rest of that line in a moment here. A lot of two-way starters here for the Cardinals. Power eye look this time. Mazur, your tailback, dots it. They give it to Mazur off the right side. He's going to plow his way near first down yardage. Let's see here. No, that was Hill, actually. They shifted, and Makai Hill, the tailback, takes it out to the 39-yard line, and that'll move the sticks. Panthers get a first down.
Well, here we go.
Nice work there by the Panthers. And again, a little bit of a different look. You look for a little wrinkle here and there. Put something out there that teams haven't seen on tape, and we've seen it from the Panthers now with shotgun looks and now a power eye with two fullbacks. Back to their wing tee on first and 10 now. Tight end to the right is Harrah. Wing to the right. Reeves, tight end to the left. Give is to, this is going next to nowhere, and they're going to lose it. Now the ball comes out late. They're going to say down first. I'm going to say the whistle came first for Makai Hill, who was stopped back at the 34-yard line for a loss on the play.
Yeah, forward motion was definitely stopped, so they whistled it.
Cardinal crowd might disagree with you there.
Oh, never.
So Hill put it on the turf, but the whistle came first, thankfully for the Panther fans. 7:27 counting to play here in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. Each team goes three and out on their opening drive. Second drive of the night for the Panthers, now second down and 11. Atsevez under center. Wing T behind him, two tight ends in front. On second and 10, now they go with a Mustang sweep, give off to the left side. This is Mazur across the 35, 36-yard line for maybe two. Good pursuit there by the Cardinal defense. 85 on the stop, Chris White. Checking out of the game now is Naeem Huff for the Cardinals. Now they say, no, stay on there, young man. Stay out there and make a play here. Huff, Weems, and who else is in there in the secondary at the moment? At any rate, third down and 9, upcoming for the Panthers. Wing T look, Atsevez back, has a little bit of time, looking, down the middle. He's got a postman out there, and Foster comes back, makes a catch, gives ground, gets out to the 35, pushes his way down inside the 30-yard line. All the way to the 29-yard line. Good delivery from Atsevez. Foster had to come back for it just a hair, but hey, they'll take it.
I was going to say that was not a beautiful thing, but it sure was a beautiful thing based on the ability to catch it and run.
Call it a gain of 35 on the first pass play of the night. And Tommy Foster, leading receiver for the Panthers, got free. They go a power eye. Mazur dots it as the tailback this time. He goes off left tackle. Not much to him. Bounces out to the right. Instead, still on his feet. He's, one man to beat there,
boy.
And couldn't quite get free. Gave some ground, and he's going to lose yardage back to the 29-yard line. Nice work there by Weems on the stop. I'm sorry, out to the 31. So they'll lose two. Brings up second down and about almost 12. Reeves checks out. Foster checks in. So, again, caught them in man-to-man defense there. I think the safety went flying up there, and Foster was behind them.
I tell you, if he, you know, normally you tell a guy never run backwards, yeah. But in that case, he almost broke that.
Foster split end to the left on second down and 11. Atsevez gives to the fullback, and it is Nulon still running free, pushes the pile forward and tumbles down to the 22. Well, first contact didn't do much to slow down Nulon there, and now you're looking at third and short. Nulon picks up, call it 7, and third down and about 2.5. Nice work there by Zach Nulon on just his second carry of the night. Foster checks out. Two tight end set now. It's Panthers right on the edge of field goal range perhaps, but they're hoping for maybe four down territory if you can get something positive here. Cardinals substitute quickly. They've got 9 in the box on 3rd and 2. T formation. Gives to Nulon off the left side. He dives inside the 20, and that should be enough for a first down. They'll stop the clock, move the chains, move it to the 19-yard line, and give Nulon 3 more. And the Panthers' fresh set of downs here with 4:50 and counting to play in this first quarter. Big, big play on third down to Tommy Foster. Has set this up and now sets up the Cardinals, sets them on their heels a bit. No score here early, but the Panthers threatening. We'll get you to score updates from elsewhere after this play. But here's Atsevez, two tight ends. Harrow to the right. Wing to the right. And now hard count, and here come the car. Jumping off sides is going to turn into 1st and 5. All right, quick score updates. Touchdown, Innerborough. They are on top of Upper Perk, 7-0 earlier. Springford leads CB East, 7-0. LaSalle over Father Judge, 7-0. Great Valley is up 7-0 on Glenn Mills. And North Penn on top of Haverford, 7-0. CB South, 7. Garnet Valley, 0 early in the first quarter. So lots of 7-0 scores, including Ridley over PW now as well, 7-0. Here, 1st and 5 for the Panthers. From the 14-yard line, they're threatening. Power eye look, give is to Makai Hill, off right tackle, and gets a couple. Just a couple there. Good pursuit there from the Cardinal defense. Nice stop by number 8, Max Weinbreak, stepping up. Give him just a yard. Brings up 2nd down and 4. Boy, that's a totally different game when it's 1st and 5, isn't it, Mike?
Yep, sure is.
5-yard penalty for encroachment. Good hard count from Atsevez. Set this up. Atsevez brings in the play. They'll snap it from the right hash. Clock ticks. Panthers in control of the football for much of this first quarter now. Harrow tight end to the left. Reeves to the right. Wing T look, motion man is Mazer. They fake it to him, back to pass, wide open out there is Harrah. Ball is out there, and it is, incomplete, but flags on the play.
Absolutely.
Flags on the play. They tackled him in the end zone, and Big John's going to get a pass interference call against the Cardinals. You're going to be 1st and goal to go.
But you know what? That was a good penalty to take because yep. I think he had that catch.
Atsevez.
And he didn't do it purposely, I might add.
Oh, yeah.
Feet tripped over each other, but... But if you're going to have a penalty under those circumstances, that's the way you want to do it.
Big John got off the line very quickly. He was open by about 3 steps right off the get-go. So they'll go half the distance, 1st and goal to go. They'll snap this from just outside the 7-yard line. Panthers in business now. 3:29 to play in the opening quarter and threatening to go ahead of the 4th-seeded Cardinals. Dozier over the ball with 2 tight ends. Harrow to the right. Reeves to the left. T formation. Hill, Nulon, and Mazer. It's Nulon off the left side, and he's going to go into the end zone for the touchdown. Nulon, good patience, just delayed, bounced out to his right, and the Panthers on the board. 3:27 to play in the opening quarter. 13th rushing touchdown of the season for Zach Nulon. I'm sorry, 14th rushing touchdown of the season for Zach Nulon. And the 13th-seeded Panthers strike first. Beautiful job by the line that time, and good patience from Nulon, just waiting for that hole to open. Emmett Young for the extra point. Atsevez. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Young steps into it and pounds it through. 7-0 Strathaven. Will take a short timeout. A fast-moving first quarter. Thanks to our sponsors for bringing you playoff action right here on HavenFootball.net.
If you suffer from back or neck pain, injury, or headaches, then Dr. Tom Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center are here to help. Dr. Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center have been serving Delaware County residents for over 15 years. They take a gentle approach and utilize current techniques to help manage your pain. To address your back and neck related pain or injuries, call the Advanced Chiropractic Center today at 610-356-2300 or visit drtomgraziano.com and tell them the Tigers Radio Network sent you.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Panthers go 75 yards on that scoring drive. Zach Nulon takes it the final seven. And they put the first 7 points on the board tonight. 7-0 Strathaven. Emmett Young to kick it away. Wobbling kick. Angling towards that far sideline. It's going to bounce sideways and out of bounds. So good field position for Upper Dublin to get things started and try to answer the first points of the night. Strathaven, a couple of really big plays there, Mike. The first of all, the 35-yard pass to Tom Foster on the post. Evan Atzevez with a hard count turns it to first and five, and then the pass interference on a wide open John Hara in the end zone, of course, set him up first and goal at the seven.
But he would have had that pass in the end zone, I think, so it was 7 one way or the other. But just a solid drive by Haven. They weren't running away with anything. Certainly the long pass set them up, but I think it gave them momentum to keep going. But they've, you know, driven us out in the ground. I mean, after all, we only have a little more than 3 minutes left in the first quarter, so that was a long possession. Actually, I can tell you it was almost a little shy of 5 minutes. So
good drive.
That was a
yep.
good drive and did what they had to do. Now, you know, they have to continue to be able to fight off the Cardinals, which are now going to be a little angry.
Yeah, you would think. All right, Cardinals say, never mind the 35. We want you to kick it again. So they back it up 5 yards. Standing deep to return, Weems caught him. They flank number 13, Demir Scott. High end over end kick. It's going to come down and catching it on the dead run at the 20-yard line. Is, sorry, 33, Luke Rosselli. Rosselli cuts out inside outside and takes it out to the 45-yard line. So good decision there by head coach Brett Stover to say re-kick it. Basically netted them 10 yards. So rather than at the 35 after an illegal procedure, first and 10 from the 45, the Cardinals now will try to answer the Strathaven score. 3:20 to play here in the opening quarter. Springfield has jumped out on top of Pencrest. So how about Pencrest? We said last week Pencrest-Radnor would be a play-in game. Loser goes home. They both got in. Radnor at the 15 seed and Pencrest is the 16. Here we go. Offset eye look. Kind of a pistol look here. With Horn taking the snap. He gives to Cottom off the right side. And he's muscling his way out to the 48, 49 maybe for a gain of 4. Second down and 6. Jake Fisher in on the stop for the Panthers, along with Ethan Belleville. So Cottom picks up 4. And Justin Horn, 9 of 18 for 105 yards and 2 scores in last week's win over Upper Moreland that clinched a share of the Suburban 1 American title for Upper Dublin. Third year in a row. This is the first time they've shared it. But building a pretty good program here over the last few years. Twins to either side. Halfback on the left hip of Horn, who's back pass. They throw a little bubble screen out to the right side. He's got a spin move out there, does Jalen Heim, and he's rustled out of bounds, and they'll say stepping out about a yard shy of a first down.
Who caught? I can't see.
Heim, number one.
Oh.
So give him 5 on the little quick bubble screen out there, and third down and 1 upcoming. First venture into Strathaven territory for the Cardinals. Checking into the game, Chris Smith as an offensive lineman, 5'8", 235-pound junior. And they go with 2 tight ends, pro set with 2 fullbacks, a power eye basically, in front of Cottom. Third and 1, Horn under center, give is to Cottom, looking for a little running room and not much doing, but second effort may have gotten it. I don't know. Sean Daly came up and popped him. Good job at the point of attack, and I think they're going to mark him short. This is going to be 4th and inches.
Whoa.
No gain on the play for Cottom. Michael Cottom had a receiving touchdown last week, and not much doing. Well, so now 4th and inches, and they'll go for it.
They're going to go for it, in high school, you know, you're on your 40, on their 46. A punt probably doesn't do you a whole lot of good, maybe 20 yards, if depending on how it goes.
All right, here we go. Power eye look again. 2 fullbacks in front of Cottom. Wouldn't shock me to see Horn keep it.
Yep.
He's under center. turns, gives the column, gives the tail back, and thrown for a loss. What a job by Brandon King. Exploding through the line, and Naeem Huff had no chance. What a job by Brandon. Forward progress only gets him to the 47. They'll lose a yard, and the Panthers take over on a big-time play by the senior defensive tackle.
Boy, that is your worst nightmare if you're a coach and you go on a play like that. Because, you know, in high school, to be inches, it's so rare. But then again, why not just call a quarterback sneak? What made you think did you want to hand it off 3 yards in the backfield and hope for the best? Although, you know what? He could run that play 99 times out of 100 and still and make that 1 foot.
Two tight ends. Wing T behind Evan Atsevez. They'll snap it from the 47 on first and 10. Give on the quick hitter trap play to Nulon, and not much there. Nothing doing thanks to a good push there from 51, Quentin Durr, the sophomore, along with number 55, Chris Smith. Second down and 10 after no gain for the fullback Nulon on his fifth carry of the night. Panthers will try it again. They break the huddle quickly. 47 seconds and counting to play here in the first quarter. Split end to the right, Tom Foster. Tight end to the left. Back to pass is Atsevez. Looking, firing the out, and is caught by Foster. He turns upfield, 45. Oh, good tackle there in the open field by Weems, where Foster's going a long way. Still, he picks up the upper Dublin 40-yard line. Gain of 14, and a Panther first down. Nice open field tackle. Good delivery from Atsevez. Weems looked pretty aggressive on that ball. He broke on it well, but ball got there. Nice job by the Panther senior to get it to him. 29 seconds and counting to play in the opening quarter. Panthers first and 10 at the Cardinal 40. Two tight ends, T formation, Atsevez under center. Turns, gives to Nulon, bounces, loses the football, scramble for it, and now Upper Dublin's on it. I don't know if Nulon ever had it. Looked like he had trouble with the handoff, and then as he tried to put it away, had it pop into the air, and the Cardinals recover it at the 45-yard line.
Who's that, number seven?
Turnover, yep. Turnover. First of the night, so Panthers had some momentum here, but now got to get the defense going here. 14 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Cardinals maybe with a little more life. Two receivers to either side. Justin Horn is your quarterback in the shotgun. Fake inside, handoff, and down the middle he goes. Has it down the seam, incomplete. Incomplete. Now flag on the play right at the hash mark. They may get illegal contact here. In the secondary, they tried to run Weems right up the right hash. Ball overthrown. But I think you're going to end up with illegal contact or interference here before the ball arrived. We'll see. 10 seconds to play here.
Illegal
man downfield.
Yeah.
Ouch. All right. Panthers will back them up. So instead of second down and 10, they'll back them up 5 yards and make it first and 15. 10 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. And the Cardinals trying to take advantage of the evening's first turnover here. Moving right to left for at least 10 more seconds. Panther defense with a cover three look here. Two receivers to either side. Horn takes a high snap, gives inside, and going for a couple before John Harris slings down Malik Bootman. Bootman to the 42. Gain of 2. Second down and 8 upcoming, but we'll try that from the other side of the field as we've come to the end of the first quarter. It's a good one for the Panthers. Hey, win the quarter. Do that 4 times, you win the game. The Panthers have one slot down, and try it again when we come back. 7-0 Strathaven in District 1 playoff action right here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter action ready to get started here. Strathaven 7, Upper Dublin nothing. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and more. Pete Fulginetti helping with the stats and spotting. 7-0 Strathaven here. Quick score updates from elsewhere. Ridley 14, Plymouth White Marsh nothing. So the Central League, at least through the first quarter, showing pretty well against Suburban 1 American. Springfield 21, Pencrest 0. Marple Newtown has jumped up on Upper Moreland 7-0. Great Valley still leads Glen Mills 7-0. Neshaminy and Penridge, the 2 against the 15 seed, tied at 7 late in the first. A little bit of a surprise there, but of course it's early. All right. 8-0 Academy Park on top of Radnor. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. Second down and 12. Horn takes a shotgun snap, fires to the left side this time. Completes it out there, and now still on his feet down the far sideline. Caught him oh so close to breaking it. Nice work there by Ryan Morris to track him down, but they pick up 13 and a first down. Cottom's first catch of the evening. Get it to your quickest guy out in space. Easier said than done sometimes, but
well,
it's a pretty good recipe.
We had a defender out there, but he missed the tackle. That was the problem, but that's, you know, been one of the problems.
A lot of people have had troubles with tackling Cottom this year. Cardinals had 12 men in the huddle. Nobody noticed. Three receivers to the right. They roll that way. Horn, under heavy pressure, steps away from it at one moment. Steps up, fires. It is juggled and incomplete at the Panther 30-yard line. Nice work there by Horn to keep his eyes downfield. I thought he was going to tuck and run for a moment. Good pressure from Lee Holbert on the hurry. And it brings up second down and 10. Horn, 2-for-4, throwing it for 18 yards here in the early going. They'll snap it from the Panther 44 on second down and 10. They bring the tight end back in the game. That's number 84, Ryan O'Gara. I'm going to take a guess that that's his twin brother, same grade, only 10 pounds apart, number 65, Jason O'Gara.
Probably adopted.
Maybe. Double wing, motion from left to right goes Cottom. Rolling, and now the draw counter the other way, and nice work here by Bootman, who is loose into the secondary and down to the 35-yard line. Gain of about 9. I like that sort of sprint draw on and countering the other way. Nice call there by Coach Stover.
Very nice play.
Third down and about a yard. Panthers stoned Upper Dublin on third and one and fourth and one on consecutive plays. Maybe try to do the same here. Shotgun look, pistol behind him. Fullback offset to the right. And the give is to Cottom, looking for running room. Not much doing up the middle. The Panthers stack him up. He's going to be shy. So third and short and fourth and short so far has been troublesome for Upper Dublin, and they'll lose half a yard here. Nice work by the middle of that Panther defense. John Hara, Ryan Morris in on the stop. And the Cardinals now will try it again, fourth down, and this time about a yard and a half.
Well, so, a yard and a half is a little long for a quarterback sneak.
Yeah. Four carries for 5 yards for Cottom so far. Power eye. Two tight ends. They turn, they toss, trying to get outside this time. They cut inside, first down and more. Nice work there by Huff, who's powering his way across the 30 to the 26-yard line. Gain of 9 for Huff on by far their best and biggest play of the night. Huff now 19 yards on 2 carries. He had 14 for 145 and a score a week ago against Upper Moreland. Clock restarts. We'll be inside of 10 minutes to play before halftime when they snap it. First and 10 at the Panther 31-yard line. Costly turnover perhaps here for Strathaven unless the defense can come up big. Two receivers to either side. Bootman is the halfback. Cottom motions from right to left. They roll to the left side. Looking downfield is the quarterback, and he's going to dance away from one man, and two men miss him, three men miss him, and inside the 10, Jemai Springfield finally bangs your quarterback, Justin Horn, out of bounds, but not before he picks up the 10-yard line and a first down.
Boy, that has just killed the Panthers all year long. I mean, those were three solid tackle attempts, and give credit to the quarterback. I mean, he escaped it, but that should, you know, once it can happen, three times, really?
First and goal to go. Sticks on the ground on that far sideline. First and goal from the 10. They'll snap it. Three receivers. Breslin split to the far side. Two slot men. Heim and number 6, Michael Cottom. It's going to be a quarterback keeper off right tackle and right up the middle and diving for the goal line and in for the touchdown is your quarterback, Justin Horn. 7-6 Strathaven as back-to-back carries here for Horn. Takes it the final 25 yards for the Panthers, or for the Cardinals, rather. Missed tackles, and like we said, Mike, the turnover ends up being costly.
Well, the turnover, you had a chance to hold them. You couldn't do that. I mean, look, this is what happened. You're not gonna shut these guys out. That's pretty much
right.
A given.
A 55-yard scoring drive. And now on to attempt the extra point is number 28, Chris Barbera. Cardinals have had some trouble with extra points this season. But the Panthers jump. Panthers jump, and now going half the distance. They're going to let him kick it, or they're going to go for it again here. You go for two here. Panthers could have made this an even costlier mistake.
Right.
Brett Stover's thinking about it, but they'll keep the offense right there.
The odds of blocking an extra point are relatively remote. He's going to kick it anyway, but that could have really been a costly mistake.
Yeah. Unless you have 6'9" maybe coming up the middle or off the edge, but not sure if Harrick can get after them. It's high snap. Kick is away, and it is good. What a terrific job by the holder. Great job by Justin Horn to corral that snap and get it down. Jamai Springfield nearly got to it right after you said no chance to block it.
Right.
But nearly a costly mistake there for the Cardinals, but they come back to tie it. We'll be back in just a moment. See if the Panthers can answer. We're tied at 7 early in the second quarter here on HavenFootball.net.
Searching for a reliable heating and air conditioning company? Then DZO Mechanical is here to fulfill your every need. Privately owned, DZO offers residential and commercial services in heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. Since 2000, DZO has proudly served the Delaware County and Tri-State area, offering customers great service at fair rates. For a free estimate, call DZO at 484-454-3346 or online at www.dzomechanical.com.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Fort Washington. Upper Dublin trying to defend their home turf as the 4 seed. The last 25 yards of that 55-yard drive on the legs of senior quarterback Justin Horn. A 10-yard run is tied it at 7. High end over end kickoff is going to come down to Jamai Springfield, who comes up the right hash, and he is ripped down there by 32, Dylan Zlotnikoff. And the Panthers start near their 30-yard line and try to get the momentum back after a costly turnover and see if they can put together another drive. Prior to that turnover, you know, again, a great job by the defense holding on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1. Panthers had a shot. They were moving it well, fumbled. But, again, prior to that, we had the 75-yard scoring drive. So see if the Panther wing T can get things rolling here. Two tight ends. Wing to the right is Hunter Mazur. Turn and gives it to Makai Hill. Looking for room off that right side. Finds some room. Bounces outside across the 40-yard line. And Makai picks up 12 and a first down.
I'll tell you, the line is pulling, trapping. They're doing a nice job. It's nice to see. There's just a consistency to them. This should be a war for the rest of the game, I would think.
They move the sticks out to the 42-yard line. Well, snap from the right hash as Evan Etzeves brings in the play. Nice work there for the Panther, as you said, Mike, the Panther offensive line. Etzeves under center. Wing T gives to new line off the left side, and good one-on-one tackle by the linebacker Max Weinbreak. Gain of about 2 for the fullback new line. 7 carries, 22 yards, and the Panthers score thus far for Zach, who a week ago, 9 carries for 41 yards before leaving the game with an injury, so good to see him back out there. Just a little over almost 700 yards rushing on the season and 14 touchdowns now. High formation. Give is the tailback, Makai Hill, who's going to bounce his way forward and then backward out to the 46. But again, nice work there by the Cardinal defense. Going to turn this into 3rd down and about 6.
He really hit a wall. I mean, he was moving full steam ahead and was cutting through people. And I don't know who he hit, but man, it
stopped in a hurry. Yeah,
boy,
it looked like they had a good push, but good job filling by the Cardinal linebackers. Cardinals with 8, sometimes 9 men in the box here, so 3rd down and 6. Foster into the game as a split end to the short side of the field, to the right of the formation. Wing to the right is Mazur. Back to pass. Three-step drop and the dump pass over the middle. Complete to Harrah, who ducks inside the 45 down to the 43-yard line. 6'9". Big John. Big play. Had a 21-yard catch a week ago, and that one just a little tight end pop pass, and nobody could stick with him. Good work there by Atsevez on the delivery. Gain of 12 on the play. First down.
I keep running that all night long until they figure out a way to stop it.
They shift. Wing to the right now. Give off that right side is Makai Hill, who took it for a bundle a moment ago, and this time still positive yardage down to the 39. Gain of 4 more for Makai. Good work by the right side of that line.
With the exception of the regular passing we're seeing, this is Strathaven football. Run and run and run and 3 and 4 and 5 yards and just run it down. You know, hold on to the ball, don't let it go, and take it all the way into the end zone.
John Harrah, tight end to the right, Reeves to the left. Wing T look, gives to Makai Hill again off that right side. He's still on his feet momentarily and then pushes to the 30, almost the 35. So a gain of 4 more is going to bring up third down and short. Got an injured player on the field. Not a good sign here. Mm. Who's this? Is this Rob Dubois?
61?
Yeah. Senior guard Rob Dubois also doubles as a defensive end here. He's going to get some medical attention. So we're going to take a short time out here. 7:09 to play here in the first half. We're tied at 7. Dubois is getting a little bit of attention. And you know what? We're going to stick with it. He's going to walk off under his own power. That's a good sign there. Luke Healy will check in the game at guard. But Makai Hill with another 4-yard run. Britt sets up third down and a long 2. All right. Here we go. Panthers. Probably 2 cracks at it here. Maybe a hard count. 9 in the box. 10 in the box now. Give is to Hill. Looking for him off that right side. He's got it on the cutback. Didn't need much. Didn't get much. But give him 4 more. And Makai, up to 31 yards on 9 carries. Found a little room off that right side. Nice job by McFetridge leading the way. Hunter Mazur as the wingback. Blocking well. And they'll spot it at the 31-yard line. Panthers' fresh set of downs here. Clock continues to tick, 6:46 and counting, to play in the first half.
Haven's Lions continue to do a nice job cutting open the holes.
Split end to the left, Tom Foster. Under center is Atsevez. They move wing to the left here. So now double wing look, motion man gives to Hunter Mazur, looking for room off this left side. Penetration and good work by Weems to come up and make a stop from that corner position. Major's going to lose almost 5 here. So Weems came blasting through. Panthers just didn't get him blocked.
Well, that's just it. They got to hold that block. Now, he didn't release them. That was Weems doing what he needs to do, no doubt about it. But that can't be. Because that play will not work if that man isn't taken out, obviously.
All right, here we go. Second down and 14 now. Motion man from left to right is Makai Hill. Back to pass is Atsevez. Looking. Under heavy pressure is going to throw to the outside. Incomplete. Atsevez had Tom Foster open but just had no time. Good pressure up the middle from 65, Jason O'Gara. It's going to bring up third down and 14. First incompletion of the night for the Strathaven senior.
That
was thrown towards Hunter Mazur. Was trying to come back to the ball but needed better protection there. I will tell you again, Foster was wide open, but just no chance to throw it to him. He was open earlier on the post play that gained them 35 yards. So missed opportunity there for the Panthers now. Third down and 14 from the 35-yard line. See if they can get to something like fourth and something manageable or better. Back to passes, Atsevez looking, has a little more time this time, steps up, down the middle, he goes, it's deflected, and it is intercepted. Ball tipped twice, and number 8 with a diving interception, Max Weinbrake, his second pick of the season.
He was
well covered. Weinbrake, number 8 on the pick. Look, intended for John Harrah, but the Panthers have turned it over for the second time tonight after yet another promising drive. They've moved the ball well. But for whatever reason, 2 trips in a row now, handed it back to the Cardinals. Good coverage that time by the Upper Dublin defense. They open with four wide receivers, two to either side. Horn in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks out to his right, fires high to this outside, going up to get it, at complete to the 35-yard line. Hill and Tom Foster in on the stop of number one, Jalen Heim. Gain of 13 and a first down for Upper Dublin. So, Panthers started to pick up some momentum, just couldn't quite finish the drive. Chris Rossini checks into the game, Foster out. Rossini singled on this near sideline. Again, they go four wide. Caught him on the right hip of Horn, first and 10 from the 40. Horn in the gun. Takes his time, takes the snap. Looking. Over the middle he goes. Delivered high, incomplete. Looking for Weems down the middle.
If that had been a good pass, that would have been trouble.
Good coverage underneath, I will say. Not much of a lane. It had to throw it over the defender there.
Right. But if that had dropped in a little bit shorter, yeah, that would have. Because he had nothing but nobody in front of him. He'd beaten the coverage.
All right. Try to get the Twitter feed up and going again. I lost my internet connection momentarily, but.
That's weird.
There we
you
go.
Did and I didn't.
No, yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah, I'll take that every day.
North Penn 21, Haverford 7 at 6A. We'll keep an eye on that one as well. 24-0 Springfield on top of Pencrest. Here, tied at 7, 5:13 to play here before halftime. Three wide receivers to the left. Cardinals send two men in motion, and Coach Stover's going to have to call timeout before they throw a flag. Okay. Good decision there for Upper Dublin to call timeout. We'll take a short one with them. 5:13 to play before halftime. Two Strathaven turnovers, but we're still tied at 7 here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Upper Dublin trying to get things going here and cash in on the second Strathaven turnover of the night. First one, a fumble two drives ago, ends up in the Strathaven end zone after a 55-yard drive. Here, an interception inside the, or down near the 25 of Upper Dublin as Strathaven was driving well. Turns this into first and 10 now at the, sorry, second down and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Two receivers to the short side, two to the far side. Horn is back, looking. Down the seam he goes, has Weems out there. He makes a catch, takes a heavy hit from Daly, but hangs on. Good grab by Weems, his first grab of the game. And they'll spot it at the Strathaven 30-yard line. Gain of 30. Beautiful delivery. They went right back to it, Mike.
Yep, well, I don't blame him because if he dropped it in the first time, he would have had it.
So they've tried that pass, what, three, four times now?
Yep.
That one complete, and Horn now, four of seven for 61 yards in the early going. First down and 10 from the Strathaven 30. Throw the quick hitch on the near side. This one way too high. Incomplete. It falls. Brings up second down and 10. Foster in coverage. And the Cardinals threatening to take their first lead of the game now. Panther defense needs a big play. Interesting to see Upper Dublin take it more to the air here.
I would think they'd have their QB do a little more running, but
he's a weapon. They may sneak back out there at some point,
yep.
But the Panthers have largely held their backs in check. Number four, Naeem Huff on the left hip. They fake it there, and they give it to Huff on the counter, looking for room, and still on his feet off the left side, and there's the Carroll curse. He's it loose in the secondary. He will take it on in. I just said they had held the backs in check, and that time they just didn't tackle the counter. Good work by Huff, good patience, bounces out to his left, and goes the distance. First rushing score of the game for the backs, and Upper Dublin up 13-7, extra point pending.
Listen, not the end of the world. I mean, they're playing a good game, so this still, you know, we got a whole half to play yet.
Extra point pending. Barbera on to attempt it. This time the snap is a good one. Ball is spotted. Kick is just inside the left upright. And it's 14-7 Upper Dublin. So, Panthers, two turnovers, both of which Upper Dublin puts in their end zone. So, Panthers will try to get it back, try to take care of the football a little bit better and see what we can do coming back midway through the second quarter here on havenfootball.net. Stick with us. Back in 30 seconds.
Zenith Public Adjusters proudly supports the Marple Newtown Football Tigers,
Coach Gicking, and his staff. Zenith Public Adjusters ask, if you feel you may have property damage to your home or business, to allow us an opportunity to review your coverage and consult on the full extent of your damages. All consultations are at no cost. Zenith Public Adjusters remains immensely grateful to all of our existing and past customers. Customer referrals make up over 95% of our client base.
High end over end kickoff. This is going to come down and juggled. This ball is loose and scooped up. And nice work there by Springfield to pick it up and make something out of nothing. Out of the 25-yard line goes the sophomore. But 14-7 Cardinals is your score here. And Panthers suddenly a little bit of sloppiness with taking care of that football, Mike.
Yeah, you know, this is not the team you want to make mistakes in. I mean, you know, you talk about it in playoff football, in all leagues, obviously, in all the college and pros, you can't afford the turnovers. It can't be one-sided. But, you know, they got to man the football. They got a chance here to tie this game up. Let's see what they can do.
Under center is Atsevez. They shift with a wing left with Makai Hill. Turn gives to Hunter Mazur, cuts it back, and not much doing. Line of scrimmage, maybe. Maybe the line of scrimmage. Mazur at 6 yards on his first carry. Now 5 carries for 2 yards. They've held him in check.
Good. Now maybe that statement will make the same, give us the same thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
I take full responsibility for that last touchdown. Of course, that Carroll curse. I say something, and of course the opposite happens, usually to a fault for Strathaven here. Second down and 10. Atsevez is back, looking. Down the middle he goes for Hara, and it is incomplete. Pass delivered just a little bit behind him. And number 11, JT Breslin, free safety and coverage there. Hara, again, looking for a tight end. I like that they're breaking him out there. And
yeah, but they
just haven't connected.
Atsevez, yeah, has to zoom in on that. I don't know whether he's got through a little earlier. But listen, the fact it was intercepted last time, good for them. They're trying again.
Yep. Split end to the right, Tom Foster. Third down and 10 from their own 25. Panthers with a double wing. Motion man from left to right is Makai Hill. Back is Atsevez again. Looking, has a good pocket. Down the middle, Foster is out there. It is leaping, making the interception out at the 45-yard line. Is number 6, Michael Cottom. Just won the jump ball there. Foster was out there, single coverage, but second interception of the night for the Cardinal defense. And Atsevez, who started 3 for 3, now 0 for his last 4 with 2 picks. They'll mark this back at the Cardinal 43, and the Panthers now, in a huge, huge way, have to come up with a stop on defense here. You do not want to fall down 2 scores and have to give the ball back to start that third quarter.
Absolutely.
2 receivers to either side. Horn in the gun. Back to pass. Looking. He's down over the middle and incomplete and running right into the umpire on a shallow cross was number 4, Naeem Huff. Incomplete, it falls. Whether he runs into the umpire or not, that ball was delivered high and probably not catchable there. Either way, Horn, 4 of 9 for 61 yards throwing it. And it brings up second down and 10. Well, so two. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, you know, and Haven's got to be ready. They're no doubt they're going to close the door on this one. I mean, this is a huge opportunity for the Cardinals.
Cardinals, 3 wide receivers to the left, and now quarterback's quick keeper off this right side. Nice work there by Morris to hang on and ride him down. I'm sorry, Belleville, rather, at the 49-yard line. So a gain of about 6. Good push from the right side there of the Cardinal line, led by 71, Zaire Lee. Pulling to this near side. So, Horn, 31 yards on just 3 carries, including the first touchdown of the night for the Cardinals. Panthers need a big-time stop on third and four. Three wides to the left, one to the right. Horn in the gun. Takes, give, no, keep it. Good fake, and now he's off to the races in the left edge. Running away from people at the 35-30. Jamai Springfield slings him down at the 25-yard line. He stuck it in the belly of the halfback, pulled it out of there. Panthers wanted a holding call, didn't get it. And now, Upper Dublin threatening again. Gain of 26 more for Horn. And the Panther defense, hands on the hips a little bit here. Need to get a little spark. Defense. Somebody needs a big play.
Well, defense has been out there, too. I mean, not a lot. Haven's been driving, but this is tough. And, they really need this stop here.
Four wide. Shotgun look for Upper Dublin. Horn with Huff on his left hip. Fires a little low bubble screen out to the left. Incomplete. Incomplete. Horn been a little bit inconsistent throwing it tonight, but still 14-7 Upper Dublin leading with 2:44 to play here in the first half. Tight end checks in. That's O'Gara replacing the wide receiver, number 25, P.J. Crane. Clock stopped. Panthers need to stop themselves. 13-0, Marple Newtown on top of Upper Moreland. We'll keep an eye on other Delaware County scores in particular. Tight ends to the right side and rolling to this right side. Horn going to keep it himself and now dragging him down from behind. Nice work there by John Hara. Caught him from behind and 6'9", boy, he can cover some ground. Mike, he has
sure
been fun
can.
To watch. Gain of 3 for Horn brings up third down and 7. 60 yards on the ground for Horn, leading rusher in the game tonight. Clock ticks, 2:15, 2:14 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Probably four down territory for the Cardinals. Panthers with all three timeouts in their pocket. They set up three wide receivers, tight end to the right, O'Gara. Now they motion and flood that left side with Heim. Quarterback keeper off the right tackle, and he's going to be close to a first down. We'll see. Tom Foster in on the stop with Belleville, and he's going to be very close. It'll be fourth and inches, I think.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yep, fourth and inches. Give Horn 5 more. Clock ticks, 1:35, 1:34 and counting to play here before half. Weems checks out, tight end in the game. He's 84, Ryan O'Gara. Again, they will follow him most of the time. When they're going to run it, they'll often do it. All right, here we go. Fourth and inches. Under center. Give is to the tailback out of the power eye. Diving forward for a first down. Inside the 15 to the 14-yard line goes Huff. So give him 2. He's up to 50 yards on his 6 carries. Clock ticks. They break the huddle quickly. 1:10 and counting. Now, again, they hustle someone on the field, off the field, now on the field. Tight end checks out. P.J. Crane checks in. He's slot left. Three receivers that left side, and Horn is looking that way. Looking, under heavy pressure, and Harris got him. No, they does get the pass away. Incomplete, it falls. John Harris, oh so close to a sack outside the 20-yard line. Good pressure there from 89. Second down and 10. Pass delivered low. And understandably so, with John hanging on his legs.
Yep, that would do it.
How about Radnor giving Academy Park a game?
Wow.
Academy Park 8, Radnor 7.
Whoa.
Late in the second quarter. Interboro, on the other hand, all over Pope John Paul, 35-0 in the second quarter. That'll be running clock for the second half at this rate. All right, timeout for Coach Stover with 56 seconds to play here before halftime. He wants to talk things over. Second timeout for the Cardinals. We'll take a short timeout with him. Can the Panthers hold late here in the second half, trying to keep this a one-score game on havenfootball.net?
Zenith Public Adjusters proudly supports the Marple Newtown Football Tigers.
Coach Gicking and his staff. Zenith Public Adjusters ask, if you feel you may have property damage to your home or business, to allow us an opportunity to review your coverage and consult on the full extent of your damages. All consultations are at no cost. Zenith Public Adjusters remains immensely grateful to all of our existing and past customers. Customer referrals make up over 95% of our client base. When disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Zenith Public Adjusters are open and ready for your call. Call 610-359-8454 for more details.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. Hope he's enjoying retirement in Texas these days. But here, second down and 10. 56 seconds to play in the second quarter. Upper Dublin with the ball. The Strathaven 13-yard line. They go with a tight end to the right. Two receivers to the left. Motion man is Heim from right to left. Watch your quarterback keeper. Nope, they're going to roll to that left side. Now throw back to this near side. Incomplete. Very well covered. Jake Fisher in the neighborhood there. Ball delivered low, trying to throw a little throwback screen to the tight end, and it falls short. Brings up third down and 10. Like the idea, but the Panthers, good job there by Fisher, staying home. 53 seconds to play here before halftime. Sun Valley trails Henderson 35-0. Haverford trails North Penn 35-7. So we'll keep an eye on scores elsewhere. Here, third down and 13. Two receivers to either side. Motion man again is Heim from right to left. Back to pass is Horn. Looking. Heavy pressure up the middle from Holbert. He's going to run away from it. Has lots of room. 10, 5, and he is banged down by Fisher. He's going to be just shy of the goal line. Jake Fisher with a big hit on Heim, but it's going to bring up first down and goal to go from the one-yard line. They'll stop the clock to reset the football. Upper Dublin brings in the heavy package very quickly here, but Horn, 76 yards on just 7 carries, breaking the pocket here. Huff, tight end, and now timeout Strathaven. Strathaven wants to talk things over. 37 seconds to play before half here. Huff was set up in a power eye there. We're going to keep it right here, try to give you a couple more score updates. You know, people were looking ahead a little bit to say, hey, if the first round plays to seed in 6A, you could have a really interesting matchup, Ridley and Coatesville, as a 4-5 game next week. Ridley on top of Plymouth-White Marsh, 21-7. Coatesville on top of Abington, 28-0. So that Ridley-Coatesville game a week from now could very well be in play. Upper Moreland trailing Marple Newtown, 13-0. Unionville 7, Westchester East, 0. Staying in 3A, I mentioned a minute ago, West Henderson all over Sun Valley, 35-0. Great Valley 10, Glen Mills 0. We mentioned a really tight one there. Academy Park 8 and Radnor 7, the 2-seed against the 15. So, hey, you never know, Mike. It's why you play the games regardless of seed, right?
Oh, if we hadn't had a couple of turnovers here, I got a feeling game wouldn't be quite as wide as it may become in another few minutes here.
All right, here we go. Panthers need a big stop now. First and goal to go from the one. They have four cracks at it. Upper Dublin with one timeout left. Turn, give it to Huff off the right side. He is in for the touchdown. Huff Sechkin rushing touchdown of the evening. 34 seconds to play here before half. 3 second quarter touchdowns for the Flying Cardinals, and the Panthers now in a two-score hole.
And that's not going to be easy to pull out of.
Indeed. You're going to need multiple defensive stops or perhaps a turnover or two, which, you know, to Upper Dublin's credit, they've thrown four interceptions this year. They've lost two fumbles, according to their stats posted on Max Preps. So not a team that gives the ball away easily. Barbera on to attempt the extra point. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg. And wide right. So the score stays 20-7. All right. Panthers, we'll take a short timeout. 34 seconds and two timeouts in their pocket. See if Strathaven can do something with it when we come back late in the second quarter here on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
20-7, rather, after the missed extra point. But the Cardinals in control here with 34 seconds to play before half. Line drive kickoff. It's going to take one hop and come to Hunter Mazur at the 15-yard line. Looking for a little running room. Stutter steps at the 30. He pushes his way out to the 35-yard line. And the Panthers now with 28 seconds and two timeouts in their pocket. You know, Foster has been behind the defense a couple of times tonight, but I would think at this point he play cover three and nobody gets over your head. Free safety, JT Breslin says. You would think Panthers are going to have a hard time throwing over the top of the defense, and especially with a pretty good pass rush so far tonight for the Cardinals. Foster, though, split end to the right, double wing. Motion man is Mekhi Hill. Back to passes Atsevez. Has little time. Steps into a throw down that far sideline. Incomplete. Atsevez takes a big hit just after he threw it. Hunter Mazur on the wheel route. Looking for a big play. Couldn't connect that time, and brings up second down and 10 with 22 seconds on the clock.
That's a good pass to make only because, you know, there's nowhere to really intercept it unless you step in front of it. He might have heaved it a little bit too hard,
yeah.
You know, because I'm sure he was told, look, overthrow him, don't
right.
underthrow him.
A little more loft under it maybe gives Mazur a chance. Instead, they go two tight ends this time. Double wing. Second down and 10. They give it to Hunter Mazur looking for room off this left edge on the sweep. Just not well blocked that time. They're going to stop him after a gain of just three. Clock stops. 14 seconds to play. Third down. Timeout, Strathaven. All right, so we'll keep
really?
It right here. Yep.
Why would they do that?
Well, come up with a play here on third down, and then, well, if you don't connect, though, fourth down and Upper Dublin still with one timeout.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, at this point, I think you almost want to just get out of the half with the damage that's been done and call it a day. Come back to fight in the second half, although you got a heck of an uphill battle.
Well, you're going to need a big stop coming out of
absolutely.
Halftime.
Absolutely. That's going to be the key. You got to stop them. You know, that's mission number one. Mission number two, get the ball and score relatively quickly. And that's the other problem Haven's going to have. I mean, they've certainly scored quickly during the year, sometimes a little too quickly, but they've got to score quickly. They can't afford a 7 or 8 minute drive and
yeah.
score. And then they have to expect to stop the Cardinals again. So a quick score and then giving the Cardinals yeah. some time to control the ball.
Well, you can see, you know, the last play call even, jet sweep to Mazur, get the ball to the fastest guy on the field.
Right.
And that's so nothing wrong with the thought there, just didn't execute it. There were three red jerseys waiting over here, and
all
the Panthers
right.
just didn't block it. And now Upper
Cardinals
Dublin has called their final timeout. Not quite sure there. Because even if they get to fourth down... Panthers will, if the Cardinals get a stop here on third down, the Panthers will be happy to run the clock, just run around on fourth down
and
kill it. All right. Radner, okay, we're getting a score update from Matt Smith. I had reported, or somebody on Twitter had reported, 8-7 Academy Park over Radner. Matt Smith is saying it was a 2-point conversion. For Radner, that game's tied at 8.
8-8.
Wow. 8-8, indeed.
Wow.
All right. Perk Valley, the number 3 seed in 6A, they have their hands full with Penwood right now.
Good.
Penwood has just scored 21-14. Perk Valley with a 1-score lead. So
Here we go.
Panthers, 14 seconds to play with. Tom Foster split end to the right on 3rd down and 7. Atsevez turns, gives to Nulon, who runs off right tackle. This will restart the clock. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. And the Panthers will take it to the halftime locker room. All right, they will not take a chance throwing it deep on fourth down. Nulon goes for 3 on the final play of the first half. Upper Dublin forces 3 Strathaven turnovers in the second quarter. All 3 end up in the Panther end zone. So the Panthers have had promising drives. They look terrific on defense in the first quarter, but a couple of shorter fields, and the Cardinals have made them pay. 20-7 is your score at halftime. We'll be back to chat with Pete Fulginetti and scores from all over District 1 and maybe District 12 playoffs as we thank our sponsors and thank all of our friends who are watching high school football tonight. Stick with us. Be back in just a few moments. Thanks again to everybody for checking in, either live or on the archive, to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them.
Welcome back to Cardinal Stadium in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, where the Strathaven Panthers are on the wrong end of a 20-7 score against the Upper Dublin Cardinals. It's been a good game in spite of the score, and it's really been a case, Pete, of turnovers and
Mike,
poor tackling.
Mike, there's two numbers I want you to look at, 20-7 and 3-0. Three turnovers for the Panthers, none for the Cardinals. Cardinals are up 20-7. You can just say that there's how why the game is the way it is.
Well, but I'm not defending anybody. I know you're not blaming anybody, but two of those turnovers are on interceptions.
And one fumble.
And one fumble. The fumble shouldn't have happened, but they happened. The interceptions, you know, they're happening because one was a throw to DeHara that we've been screaming to be doing more and more often. They've thrown to three times him tonight, which is twice, well, three times as many as in any given game.
Correct.
I mean, they've only thrown to him once in any other game.
What they're doing tonight, the plays they're calling are good plays, but they're still making turnovers doing those plays.
That's what's really
hurting them.
Well, but my point is, I guess that's the risk. If you played Haven football the way they've played all year, I don't know what the score would be, obviously, yeah. but we're not too sure you have much of a chance against these guys.
Let's go back to the first quarter. The Strathaven drove the field, a very good extended drive, 6 minutes, I believe. Go up 7-0. 5 minutes. Sorry. Go up 7-0. Then the Haven stops the Cardinals and gets the ball back, and they're driving again.
Right.
Now they got a 7-0 lead, and they're driving with the ball, potentially 14-0. They turned it over. The Cardinals come down and tie the game. Right there, you have a.
And there were some times, a few plays they could have stopped the Cardinals on and didn't.
Yeah. So right at that point where it looked like the Panthers might just start taking momentum and get a nice lead here, they gave it back. But that's been their history this year, you know, at key points, to turning the ball over. And that's really hurt them tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, the one pass, I mean, I have a problem with these long passes because, again, the way you defend a pass in high school is generally you don't want somebody to get behind you. So you give them a soft, you know, 5, 7, 10 yard space or bubble, and then when you see them streaking, you go with them, make sure you stay with them. So a long pass is more likely to have good coverage than a short pass. And Atsevez, while he has a good arm, typical of high school, he isn't always on the mark. And when you have good coverage, you need to only underthrow by a little bit or overthrow by a little bit, and suddenly you've lost it. They're defending, the Cardinals defenders have been terrific in coverage, and they've been very opportunistic. But the balls he's thrown, both Hara that was intercepted, although that was a bounce. And
it was a deflection.
But both that and the other pass interception, which killed a drive, were both, you know, well-covered passes. And if Atsevez had been able to drop them in perfectly, it would have been wonderful. But
what's happening tonight is Foster, our speed receiver number three, he's finally met up with a man about his same size as him but with equal speed, and he just can't break him down. And that one interception, the ball was thrown to Foster. It was a well-thrown ball, but it was just covered well, intercepted
right.
Well. And you can't fault them for that. They're trying the plays, but... again, we got to go back to the other thing, is our tackling.
Yeah, boy.
There's been so many missed tackles, but we've been saying that all season. And, you know, some things just are what they are.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, you know, we've talked again against, you know, talented running backs and talented receivers who can run and jig and jag and do what they need to do. But the amount of tackles, we have a tackling issue. We've not been able to resolve it for whatever the reason is, and we're going to have to deal with it. And now we're in a 20-7 hole. And Haven's given the ball up in the opening of the third quarter. So
they're in a tough spot. They got a kickoff to with the Cardinals in the second half here. So it's 20-7. If the Cardinals drive and score and make it 27-7, we can pack up our bags and get out of here.
We're just going to be throwing long balls all night and hope we just. But, well, you know, how many times can you make?
But if
that
we
work?
Hold them, if we hold them and then score ourselves and make it a 20-14. You got to remember that extra point that was dismissed.
Absolutely.
If you get to 20-14 and you get these guys in the fourth quarter with a 6-point deficit, you know, it could be wishful hoping, but you could have a 21-20 victory out of here.
Oh, listen, the game's not over. It could be over if the Cardinals come down and score. I mean, that could. We'll obviously still broadcast it, and we will hope for the best and hope the Haven plays well. But if the Cardinals get a 3-score lead,
there's no way you can allow them to score on this kickoff possession. You know, they can't score. If they do, I just don't think that there's enough time for the Panthers to rebound. But if we stop them and score our own and have a 6-point deficit,
well, here's
this
the
is the ball
thing.
Game.
Let's assume we stop them, we get decent field position. We really have to do something in the form of a hurry-up offense, or, you know, we can't afford to take 6 minutes off the clock for another drive, because that means if they get a drive that we manage to stop and it takes 5 minutes, and now you're out of the third quarter, you're into the fourth quarter, and now we get the ball back and maybe we can drive again and score in 5 or 6 minutes. That they get it for 5 or 6 minutes, game's over, we lose by a touchdown. So that it's not going to be easy any way they look at it, and I think they're going to have to make a concerted effort to try to get down the field quickly. Now, that has all sorts of problems with it. You know, do you wait to do that until it's so you have a shot? You know, wait till it's 20-14 and then say, okay, now we stopped them again. Now let's try to make make something happen quick.
I think the Panthers have to take a little bit of some risks in the second half. They got to try to maybe knock the ball out of the running back's hands, or they got to cause at least one or two turnovers. I just don't think this game can be won without a turnover advantage on the Panthers in the second half. Because when you give up 3 turnovers to 9, there's very you could go back and check stats. Very few teams will ever win that game. I don't care what level you're playing.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Justin Horn, who's the quarterback for the Cardinals, has had an okay night. He runs very well, but his passing has been off. Was certainly in high school football, you know, to expect that to work on a consistent basis, which is why teams don't.
When he turns the corner, Mike, he's their fastest man.
Well, he's also the one who's got the most yardage, so he's a running back. But the point is, if I'm Cardinal coach, I am not throwing the ball very much. Why do I want to? The one thing he knows as well as we do, you know, turnovers are going to kill them. And interception turnovers can be extremely dangerous because if they intercept an open field,
if
they run back.
If they play smart and they run it like that, the Panthers will have a real rough time here.
Plus, they want, you know, taking time off the clock. You don't want to throw incomplete passes.
And yeah, when it's 20-7,
so
it fucks your friend.
I don't think it at 20-7, unless Haven scores again and makes it 20-14, I don't think we're going to see a Cardinal pass. I think that'd be a serious mistake on the Cardinals' part.
I think they'll throw a little bit, but I think you'll see more runs, and I think you'll see more runs by the quarterback because every time he's taken off, I mean, we've had guys chasing him around the edges. We can't keep up with him. He's too fast.
Oh, he's too fast. And the other issue is we've put a lot of pressure on him. He's gotten the ball off. He's escaped, and he's escaped to a green field.
Yeah.
You know, he gets around that corner, and if the pursuit does not catch him that's pursuing him in a pass rush, he's gone for yards and yards and yards. That's happened already twice tonight. It's going to happen more. But, again, I don't think he's going to fall back to pass that often. I really don't.
We'll see.
If I was a coach, I'd keep it on the ground as much as I could. All right, so we know what's got to happen. Panthers have to come out, make a stop, and score, and then we'll see what happens with the game. That's the mission. If either one of those things don't happen, it's going to be, you know, better that they don't get Cardinals not to score.
It'll be a long winner.
Well, it'll be a winner. We'll be back, you know, in business next week with somebody, but we'd like it to be the Panthers. And
we thought
when we saw them come down and score that touchdown and then kind of hold them to a 7-7 game, we thought, okay, you know, now if it was still 7-7, my fear would be we'd be talking about third quarter and fourth quarter disasters when the wheels come off. So let's hope maybe it works in reverse this time. Maybe the wheels come off for the
Cardinals. You never know. Football bounces funny ways, and we got to hope. We're due to get a few bounces this season. Think about it. How many breaks have the Panthers had?
The football gods have
not been kind at all, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Absolutely
but
not.
I don't know how much of that's the gods and how much of that is we're just not holding it together in the fourth quarter.
Both.
But anyway, the Strathaven Panther marching band is wowing the crowd here. They're almost finished. Real quick, what's going on with the Eagles? My goodness.
Mike, last Sunday night, I was watching a game with my son, Brian. It's just hard to believe that they had control of that game. And there's the four plays that they said. I told Brian, these are the four plays that lost the game. When you went to post-game live with Ray Dittinger, the exact four plays is what he brought up. I could have done that show, but we all know
you
I could
do this show. Yeah. This one pays better.
Yeah. But anyway, what happened there, first of all, you're third down and you're in field goal range. So what do? You throw a pass 6 yards the other direction, complete it. Now you're 52 yards. You're still in field goal range and you punt. Stupid.
Yeah, take the shot.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, they just.
Think it's coaching?
The rookie coach really showed some of his flaws Sunday night. I mean, the Eagles had the Cowboys on the rope. They had the fans out of the game, and then when they brought in the rookie running back Smallwood, I said to Brian, I turned to Brian, I says, Brian, as long as Smallwood doesn't fumble, we're okay. The first play he gets the ball, he fumbles.
Yep. It's a problem. That's not unless you don't do substitutions. I mean, you got talent. You're paying for these guys. You better start using them, or you better have an excuse for why you're not.
The Eagles this year are not getting blown out by anybody. They're losing games in the fourth quarter with fumbles and stupid plays. They could be 6-1 easily, but they're 4-3. But as far as this weekend goes, this is a team, the Giants, they match up extremely well with. They're playing up in the Meadowlands, where 4 out of the last 5 years the Eagles have won. And this is a team that's very poor running the ball, and the Eagles are very good stopping the run. So that should be very good. On the one thing that the Giants have an extreme advantage is their wide receiving core. So the whole thing for this Sunday will the Eagles get pressure on Eli Manning. If they get pressure on him and don't allow him to make those plays, the Eagles will win this game by 10-plus points.
All right, and you heard it here first, and we are at halftime, almost completed. We're going to come back, get some updates from Brian, and we'll see what else is going around the Delaware County and other areas of Philadelphia. And it's currently Upper Dublin 20, Strathaven 7. We go into the second half with Upper Dublin getting the ball first. And you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
When your pistol's close and shots.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCullough, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies. The medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Upper Dublin High School. The fourth-seeded Cardinals on their home turf here, taking care of business through the first 24 minutes, 20-7. Well, through the first, well, the second 12 minutes is really what we should say. Yeah. Strathaven, a very good first quarter, leading 7-0, and then the wheels fell off. Three turnovers for Strathaven ended up in their end zone. 20-7 is your score at half. Speaking of halftime scores, let's get you updated on where we stand. Many halftime scores. A couple games have actually started the third quarter. All right, we'll go to the 6A brackets first, and we'll stay in Delaware County first. Ridley at home on Plymouth White Marsh. Tough trip for the Colonials so far. Ridley 28, Penwood 7 at half. The winner of that game will take on the winner of Coatesville-Abington. Coatesville, the 4 seed. Abington's the 13 seed, and Coatesville on their home turf handling the Galloping Ghosts 28-0 at half. So Coatesville will host Ridley next week if those scores continue to hold up. All right, near the top of the bracket at the 6A level, North Penn 42, Haverford 7. So that will be a mercy rule, running clock in the second half. Dick Beck and the Knights all over Haverford, who was kind of a surprise entry. Mm-hmm. Weren't sure if they really had a good shot to get into the playoffs, but snuck in as the 16 seed, got all sorts of help last week, even in losing to Springfield. Haverford gets in, but they are having their hands full with the Knights.
Yeah,
and North Penn undefeated in the District 1 playoffs at Crawford, and they look to be on their way to adding to that tonight. The winner of the North Penn-Haverford game will take on the winner of the 8-9 game at the 6A level. That would be the winner of Springford CB East. Springford probably as good an 8 seed as you're going to see. They're all over CB East 28-0.
Whoa.
So Springford really with a tough seed there as an 8 will have to take on North Penn in the second round, it seems. But anyway, Gonna play who you play, right?
Right.
Bottom half of the bracket, three-seeded Perk Valley scored just before halftime to stretch a two-score lead over Penwood. 28-14 Perk Valley on top of Penwood. Garnet Valley trails CB South early in the third, 14-7. And the big surprise so far in any bracket, Penridge 21, Neshaminy 7. Hmm. A block punt for a touchdown late in the second quarter has given Penridge, the 15 seed, a two-score lead over Neshaminy late in the first half. Back on the 5A side, Springfield 24, Pencrest nothing. So the top-seeded Cougars holding serve at the moment. The winner of that game takes on the winner of Great Valley Glen Mills, which is a tight one. Ninth-seeded Great Valley on top of the Bulls, 10-7 at half. Sun Valley going to see the wheels fall off here. They trail, again, after a, 6-0 start, have not won since, and they've trailed Henderson 35-0 at halftime. Mercy Rule, running clock in the second half there. Marple at home tonight, a revenge game for them. Upper Moreland takes the long trip from Willow Grove. Marple 21, Upper Moreland nothing. Marple quarterback Anthony Paoletti just 3 of 10 throwing it, but has two touchdown passes in that first half. Unionville, Westchester East is a tight one. Unionville 7, Westchester East nothing. Shanahan all over Ruston 27-7. And then another surprise, boy, these two versus 15 seeds are tight tonight, or surprise at the 6A. Academy Park 8, Radnor 7 at half. So, again, interesting. Radnor getting healthy at the right time.
Yeah, or you know, we played Radnor, and it was a 7-7, well, it was 7-0 game for the whole thing to the last 3 minutes. They came back, got 7 points, went into overtime, and then we beat them in a double overtime. You know, that game could easily go in either way, but Interesting. There, you know, listen, it's high school football. You got to love it.
And then 4A, no surprises here. The top two seeds winning big. Interborough on top of Pope John Paul, 42-0 at halftime. That'll be Mercy Rule. And Upper Perk trailing by 3 scores to Potts Grove. St. Joe's Prep, 24. Roman, nothing in District 12. And we'll try to get just updates later on. But here, ready to start the second half, Strathaven. Well, as ready as they will have to be.
Yep.
Kicking the football away, Emmett Young, and the defense needs a stop, score, stop somewhere in the middle here, somewhere early going in the third quarter. 20-7, Upper Dublin with the lead and now getting the football. Line drive kick. It's going to take a one hop to number 33 across the 11, the 15-yard line. Lots of speed up that far sideline, 40-50, 45-40. One man to beat, Jemai Springfield trying to contain, but he's at the 20, at the 10. Flag is going to bring this back. He's into the end zone, but there is a flag down, and this will bring it back. Still one heck of a run back for Lucas Rosselli. This one's going to come back, but still terrific, terrific run is going to be deep. It'll be deep in Strathaven territory after the penalty.
What do they figure? Was it the 10 is where the flag was thrown?
They're going to end up with an illegal block or a hold there. It's going to bring it outside the Strathaven 20-yard line. But still, tremendous run back, tremendous blocking. I mean, he was barely touched as he went up that right hash and bounced it to the right sideline. So Rosselli, sees an 89-yard kick return touchdown, wiped out. But still, take him all the way to the 22. And Strathaven's defense in a deep, deep hole here, trailing 20-7, and now needs a big-time stop or a turnover.
Well, that was exactly what Haven couldn't tolerate, and that's exactly what happened.
Kick return, kick coverage this year has not been terrific.
Yep. All right, listen, they're lucky. Can I say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, here we go. Four wide receivers, motion from right to left. They give it to Bookman off the right side. He's down near the 20 and then driven backwards. Good push there from the inside of the line, led by Lee Holbert and John Hara. Second down, and about, call it 8. Bootman. Again, young man has 5 rushing touchdowns on the year. Had one of those a week ago against Upper Moreland. 3 touchdowns against Hapro Horsham a couple weeks back. Bootman still in the game on the left hip of Horn, who has 2 wide receivers either side. They motion from right to left, rolling to his left side. Horn fires to the outside. It is caught by Breslin, who's in at the 10, the 5, and first down. Good tackle there by Jemai Springfield and Sean Daly. But nice catch by Breslin. Turned it inside on Springfield. It'll be first and goal to go. gain of 15 on this first catch of the night from JT Breslin. So Horn just 4 of 12 throwing it in that first half, but connects here on his first attempt of this second half. Jalen Himes split to the far side, Breslin to the near side. He'll snap from the left hash, moving right to left. Breslin motions. Quarterback draw right up the middle. Now it bounces out to the left side. Hit, but not before he tumbles into the end zone. Second rushing touchdown of the night for your quarterback, Justin Horn. And the Cardinals waste no time in taking a three-score lead, 10-24 to play here in the third.
Oh, boy.
A touchdown, a kick return touchdown wiped out, but still the spot foul holding penalty still gave them terrific field position, a 22-yard scoring drive. The big play, the kick return. The extra point on the way up and good. So 27-7 is your score. Justin Horn with a 5-yard run, and the Panthers now need to score and score in a hurry when we come back. 27-7, Cardinals on top. Haven trying to answer when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Second touchdown of the night for Justin Horn on the ground. And now, Strathaven in a three-score hole just a minute and a half into the third quarter. 27-7. Here in the third. Barbera. Approaches. High wobbler. It's going to come down to Tom Foster at the 16-yard line. Foster tries to look for room off that left edge. Turns the corner around the 20, 25. He's hit hard, but takes it out to the 30-yard line. Good return there for Tommy, taking it all the way out to decent field position. But now, Panthers need a spark.
Well, and you know, they got to score relatively quickly now to even have a chance, and that's going to... That's going to require passing, and that's not been their strong suit tonight.
Well, look, got a couple of seniors. Guy who can throw it.
Yep.
Big guy who can catch it. Let's see what they can put together here.
Absolutely. Why not? Got here nothing to lose now.
Right. First and 10 from the 30. Atsevez under center. Give is to Newline, the fullback, and he's going next to nowhere. Nice work by Winebreak stepping into the hole. Fills it quickly. And maybe a yard there for Newline. 9 carries, 26 yards now for the senior. Came in as the Panthers' leading rusher. Mazur, 6 carries for just 5 yards in the first half. Makai Hill, the leading rusher for the Panthers tonight, 9 carries for just 31 yards. Panthers averaging about 3 yards a carry. Not even, really. Second and 11. Second and 10. Atsevez gives to Mazur, sweep off the left side, and he is absolutely slung down from behind. Nobody blocked number 4, Naeem Huff. And Mazur is dropped back at the 25-yard line. This is going to turn this into third down and 14. They just have not opened up any holes for number 25.
Yeah, tough to run without that happening. I mean, they looked good in the first quarter, but now they're really, I don't know whether it's an adjustment on Cardinals' part or just Haven starting to get a little sloppy.
Panthers go trips left. Under center is Atsevez. Looking to his, I'm sorry, trips right. Back to pass, firing to this near sideline. Mazur's out there, makes the catch near the 40-yard line. Still on his feet. Oh, no, they say put his knee down. It's going to be close to a first down. He's going to be maybe just a hair short. We'll see. Needed 14. He got 13. Mazur, I guess, put his knee down, but spun out of it momentarily and looked like he was still moving here. Are they going to move it? Yep, they move the chains. First down. Nice job. Good pass by Atsevez. And I will say, very good pass protection. He had a great pocket there. Mm-hmm. Nice job by the line and the first reception of the night for Hunter Mazur on that cross.
Well, that's going to help a little bit of momentum. It's certainly going to help their spirits. You know, we can get this done. We just got to play football.
Here we go. Dozier over the football. From the right hash, Panthers move left to right. A little more jump in their step now. Mazur dots the eye in a power eye formation. Two fullbacks in front of him are Hill and Neuline. It's Mazur on the give. Nothing doing. Zaire Lee got off his block very quickly. 79 in on the stop. That's David Hernandez at 5'11", 280. Not Lee, rather. That was 79. So Hernandez on the stop. No gain for Hunter Mazur on his eighth carry of the night. He has 1 yard rushing. Clock ticks. 8:14, 8:13 and counting to play here in the third. Panthers trail it 27-7. Power eye again. Atsevez with Mazur dotting it. They play fake. Back to pass. Looking. Atsevez under heavy pressure, and he's going to be jumped back at the 31-yard line. He'll lose eight. Sack on the play for number 74, Max Weinberg. Not to be confused with Bruce Springsteen's drummer. This guy's a lot bigger. Weinberg, the senior, 6'3", 220 at defensive end. And it's going to be third down and long. Third and 17, call it. Atsevez dropped for the second time tonight. Foster split end to the right. Motion man is Hill. They flood this right side. Back to pass is Atsevez firing high and incomplete. Looking out to the left side. He was under heavy pressure again. Harrah was single covered. He cut inside. Throw went high and outside. And Panthers will punt it away on fourth and 17. So, Panther defense will need to come up big. Neuline on for just the second time tonight. You'd say, wow, you got through two and a half quarters. Your punter's only been on once. That's a good sign. Well, not if you've turned it over three times.
Right.
Neuline to punt. Deep to return, Michael Cottom.
They're looking for the rush, it looks like.
They come after it, but Neuline gets it away. Side of his foot, kind of a high wobbler. It's going to take a hop at the upper Dublin 40. Going to roll down inside the 30, down near the 25-yard line. Good work by Neuline to kick them out of trouble yet again. That's a 43-yard punt, no return. So he's been 42 and 43 on his two punts tonight. Very good job by Zach. 7:09 to play here in the third quarter. And your senior quarterback, Justin Horn, back on the field for Upper Dublin, leading 27-7. All right. North Penn has stretched their lead further on Haverford, now 49-7.
Ooh, that's getting ugly.
Yep. Here we go. Motion from left. From right to left, rather. Firing the quick out on that weak side. Complete over on that far sideline for a gain of eight. Jalen Heim on his third catch of the night. Give him seven. Brings up second down and three for Upper Dublin. High percentage throw. Right?
Yeah, I told Pete that during halftime, he's not going to throw anymore. Why would you bother?
Yeah.
But, so, you know, it's, I guess why I'm sitting in the booth and he's sitting on the sidelines, but that's okay. Horn. I can take a hint.
Horn 2 of 2 throwing it here in the second half. Again, the Upper Dublin had a very short field thanks to a long kick return to start things here in the third quarter. But a 15-yard completion to JT Breslin, now followed with a completion to Jalen Heim. And Horn suddenly now 6 for 14 throwing it. Tight end motions from left to right. Give, and now you're going to have flags first. I think you're going to get motion pre-snap. So one of the few mistakes for Upper Dublin tonight, even the last flag that was on the ground was after still had about 80 yards on the kick return, so it didn't, it wiped out the touchdown momentarily. But either way, pretty clean game here so far.
Yeah, a clean game, good sportsmanship all the way around, but some good hitting.
Mm-hmm.
We can't tell if there's any trash talking, but it just, everybody's clean, I mean, which we love to see. It's never easy to be on the losing end of something. Tempers can flare and stuff. But here, so far, it's been great.
Here we go. Second down and seven now. Four wide. Panthers trying to get a big play here. They give inside to Cottom, who takes it for a few. And now stops at about the 36, maybe 38. No, sorry, 33. I'm skipping a yard marker there.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Brings up third down and about three. They'll put him down on the 32 instead. Third down and three. Caught him just 5 carries for just 8 yards. But again, one of the more dangerous guys on the field in with the ball in his hand. Certainly don't want him having it in space. Huff checks back into the game. Naeem, second leading rusher for Upper Dublin so far tonight. He's on the right hip of Horn, who fires the quick out to the outside. An incomplete, very good coverage from Tom Foster. Swats it away. And the Cardinals will bring on the punt team for just the second time tonight. Third time tonight.
Gee,
so good job there for the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they got the turnover they needed, and unfortunately it's one drive too short,
yeah,
or one drive too long. But
right,
that's okay. We let's go play ball.
Yeah. Maybe you get something big in the special teams here. Juggled snap. Punt, high spiral, heading towards Chris Rossini. He's going to field it at the 30-yard line. Comes up the left hash, across the 35, out to the 38. And he's dumped there by number 18, Jack Jamison, junior corner. And on the tackle for Upper Dublin. And now, nose of the football, they'll actually spot it on the 39. And the Panthers, with decent field position, 5:15 to play here in the third quarter, but need to cut into this 3-touchdown deficit. 27-7 is your score. All right, we'll try to keep you posted on scores elsewhere. Again, Garnet Valley trailing 14-7 at CB South. Here, Atsavez back to pass. Firing to the outside, complete to Tom Foster. Needs a block, gets it. 40, 45. He's undercut, and as he falls forward to the midfield stripe, gain of 11. Just give it to the young man in a little bit of space and see what he can do with it. Foster's third catch of the night. Gives the Panthers a first down. Nice delivery from Evan Atsavez. Two for his first three, throwing it here in this third quarter. He's up to 86 yards passing on 5 out of 11. Single receiver to the left side is Foster. Wing to the left, wing to the right. Motion man is Mazur. Jet sweep. Give it to him. He lunges across the midfield stripe. Looked like he was in trouble in the backfield there. Nice work by Weems on the tackle for Upper Dublin, but Mazur leaps forward for 3, second down and 7. Not much room going wide there, so he picked a hole on the inside there. All right, try it again. Second down and 7. Hara, tight end, to the left. Foster, split to the right. Wing to the right is Hunter Mazur. Atsavez back, looking out to his left. Dumps to the flat, complete to Zach Nulon, who is cut short a couple yards shy of the first down at about the 42.
Well, that was a nice play. I like that play.
Gain of 5, and Nulon, a little fullback flare to the left side. And now you've got third down and 1. They put it down at the 41-yard line of Upper Dublin. You're right, Mike. Get that just a little different look. Something they practice all the time, that throw. You just haven't used it all that much there with the fullback. Nulon lines up as the fullback on 3rd and 1. From the 41-yard line, Foster split into the left. Give it to Nulon off the left tackle. He lunges forward for a first down. Give him just 2, but that's going to give the Panthers a fresh set of downs here. 3:42 and counting to play in the third. Panthers started this at their 39-yard line, and now at the Upper Dublin 39. Try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. Split end to the right is Foster on 1st and 10. Back to pass, Atsavez under heavy pressure, giving ground, firing to the outside, and incomplete. Hunter Mazur coming back for it, but good job by Atsavez. Threw that about 40 yards off his back foot.
Yep.
And still.
And that could, if it had fallen much shorter, it might have been
intercepted,
or illegal grounding.
Terrific arm strength through this senior, and baseball coach Brian Feely enjoys having him on the squad there.
Yeah, we can only keep him for another 2 or 3 years to work on his
that's right,
throwing skills.
Evan, just a second-year football player, never mind the starting quarterback. Quick trap play to Nulon goes nowhere.
They saw that.
They were
coming,
waiting for that one.
Yep.
And number 51, Quinton Durr, says no. No gain for Nulon on his 11th carry of the night, just 28 yards for the Panther fullback.
You know, talking about spending a few more years in high school, high school for me was as long as 8.5 years of my life.
Evan's going to be done in four, unfortunately. But, again, great story. He's a guy they talked into playing football last summer and suddenly ends up in the starting lineup midway through game one. Back to pass, Atsevez on third down and long, high over the head of Hunter Mazur, incomplete on third and 10. So now fourth and 10. Even if Mazur's able to haul that one in, not much room there. Well covered by Nick Sowers and Malik Bootman. So, fourth and 10 for the Panthers from the upper Dublin 39. They'll go for it, see what they can draw up. Atsevez under center. Split end to the left is Makai Hill. Split end to the right, Tom Foster. Wing to the right is Mazur. Fire down the slant. Oh. Incomplete. Pat's delivered just a little bit high over the head of Foster, who had some room at the 25-yard line.
That was a nice play.
Just over the heads, just over the head of Foster, and lurking was George Weems. If Weems catches it, he's going the other way for six. If Foster catches it, he's probably going six. But at any rate, with 2:48 to play here in the third, Upper Dublin stalls the Strathaven drive at the 39-yard line. Cardinals take over in their own territory, first down and 10. Atsevez incomplete on his last three passes after a little bit of a hot stretch to start that third quarter.
If he'd gotten that last one, boy, that would have been a nice gainer.
Three wide receivers, wing to the right. They shift Bootman to the left hip of the quarterback. Horn is in the gun. Takes a high snap. He's going to keep it himself on the draw. Ducks inside for a couple, and more than a couple, as he falls out to the 45-yard line. Gain of six.
I think if I was their coach, I would stop him from running. I mean, he's going to get pounded in there one of these days, and he's got a playoff game to look for.
Well, we'll see.
Yep.
Not yet.
Not yet, but, you know.
Its clock is the enemy of the Panthers right now. We're inside of 2:30 to play here in the third quarter. 27-7, Upper Dublin on top. Try to keep you posted. Academy Park has scored to take a 16-7 lead on Radnor. So that's more like it if you're a Knights fan. More of what was expected.
Right.
Motion from left to right is the tight end. Splits to either side. Caught him in motion. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Looking for room off that right edge. Cuts back to his left. Cutback gets him about five more yards and picks up a first down. So caught him just 13 yards on six carries tonight. The Panthers have done a nice job on him, knock on wood, of course. The last time I said that, Huff goes 29 yards for a score. But with 1:51 and counting to play here in the third, fresh set of downs for the Cardinals, and at least a few more minutes off the clock, you would think. Perk Valley on top of Penwood now, 34-20. Two-score game there, up Route 422. Motion the tight end again, left to right. Give inside a play fake. Good work by is fake by Horn. He throws over the middle, and it is incomplete. Looking for O'Gara, the tight end. Well covered by Daly at the 30-yard line. Pass delivered high. Incomplete, it falls. Second down and 10. Very nice fake inside. Fake me out and a couple of the linebackers, but good recovery by the secondary. Nobody really opened as they flooded that
right. It was
left
a little
side.
Overthrown, so... But again, Pete and I were talking about the football gods. We deserve a few breaks. And again, that was a ball that could have been intercepted if anybody had been close. No one was. But
all right, 13-7 is your score. Great Valley over Glenn Mills. So still a one-score game there. Here, second down and 10. From the midfield stripe, Horn going to roll to his left. Going to keep it. Tries to turn inside and sheds one tackle, two tackles. Still on his feet. And he's going to pick up eight and set up third down and short. Ryan Morris and Sean Daly on the stop, but not before he picks up eight and leaves three white jerseys in his wake. Tackling getting tougher and tougher on this defense here as they've been on the field a little more than they would have liked tonight.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Third down and two from the Panther 42-yard line. We're at 50 seconds and counting to play here in the third. Jalen Himes split far to the right side. Split to the short side of the field is Breslin. Offset eye, well, now a pistol look as Horn turns, gives to the tailback, looking to get outside, has caught him. Inside, outside, has some room and has a first down. Picks up five or six. They spot it at the Panther 36-yard line. And again, Upper Dublin moving it well here and starting to wear down the Panther defense.
And, of course, they're eating up clock like crazy, so yep. That's just making it more and more difficult.
Shorten the game. CB South still on top of Garnet Valley at the moment. 14-7, but the Jaguars are driving, trying to get that one tied. All right, here we go. Pistol look again with an off fullback offset to the left. They give it to the fullback. Bootman off the right side and into the secondary. He explodes at the 25-20. He's going to take it on in. Touchdown, Upper Dublin. Not much room at the line of scrimmage, it seemed. Then Bootman bounced off his own man, and straight up the gut he goes. 36 and a score. Three different backs have found the end zone tonight. And with 4 seconds left in the third quarter, Upper Dublin has just put themselves up by 4 scores. Mm. You know, you look at the stat sheet and you say, boy, you know, Horn has had his way with the scrambling and the designed runs. 90 yards rushing for Horn. Extra point is up and good. They've held Huff in check with the exception of one run. They've held Bootman in check, and now with the exception of one run. But those one run, 36-yard score for Bootman, 29-yard score for Huff, 2 rushing touchdowns for Horn, and now it's 34-7 as we near the end of the third quarter. Stick with us. Be back in a moment. See if Strathaven has an answer on havenfootball.net.
High school playoff football is almost here. HavenFootball.net will be bringing you all the playoff excitement by broadcasting one playoff game each week right up to the District 1 Championships. Playoffs start November 4th. Don't miss 1 minute of all the excitement and thrills of playoff football. Go to HavenFootball.net for dates and times of each broadcast. Our broadcasts will be available live and on our archives. HavenFootball.net. High school football never sounded so good.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Just 4 seconds to play here in the third. Line drive kickoff. It's going to roll its way to Tom Foster. He's up the 25-30. Foster wrestled down at the 36 by a host of Cardinals. And that will do it for the third quarter. So Malik Bootman held in check most of the night. But, hey, it only takes one big play, doesn't it?
That's right, and when it's the Panthers, it's not going to be theirs, unfortunately.
A stable of backs. We've heard about it coming in. The Upper Dublin just had 3, 4, 5 guys that they can hand the ball to. All of them with fresh legs now in the third quarter. Nobody with more than 9 carries, and it's starting to show the wear and tear on the Panther defense. So the Panthers will slide to the other end of the field here, moving right to left. As we start the fourth quarter, Upper Dublin on top, 34-7. Keep it great here. Coatesville, 35. Abington, nothing. That's a running clock after 3 quarters now. So Coatesville looking very much like they're going to play Ridley. Ridley still with a 28-7 lead with 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. And Ridley has fumbled 3 times. 3 Ridley fumbles, but they've overcome it and are just pounding Plymouth White Marsh tonight. Here, again, Upper Dublin handling their business against the Central League foe. Sun Valley gets on the board late in the fourth quarter, 42-7. Henderson on top, running clock there. Springford 35, CB East 0. Now that's a running clock with 5:55 to play in the third. Penridge 21, Neshaminy 14. Neshaminy's cut that lead in half now, midway through the third, out at Heartbreak Ridge. The 2-seeded Redskins in some trouble, but trying to turn it around. Great Valley has stretched their lead on Glen Mills 20-7. And here we go, Panther football, 1st and 10 at their own 36. 3 wide receivers, Hunter Mazur, slot to the left. Under center is Atsevez. Fullback is Newland. Back to pass, firing high. It's caught by Foster, who's shake and bake at the 45-yard line. And forward progress will give him 9. Foster, 4 catches on the evening. And again, 79 yards. That gain of 9 for Evan Atsevez puts him over 100 on the night, throwing it. 2 interceptions on 8 out of 16. Seven out of 16. Nobody's covering Tom Foster in upper double, and I should call timeout. Wow. Atsevez was under center. Foster waving his hand, saying there is nobody covering me, and upper Dublin calls a quick timeout. Boy, they snap it millisecond faster, and boy, you're going to have Foster running off to the races. Either way, we're going to take a short timeout with him. Early in the fourth quarter, 34-7, upper Dublin on top here in the District 1 playoffs. Last posted on havenfootball.net.
If you suffer from back or neck pain, injury or headaches, then Dr. Tom Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center are here to help. Dr. Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center have been serving Delaware County residents for over 15 years. They take a gentle approach and utilize current techniques to help manage your pain. To address your back and neck-related pain or injuries, call the Advanced Chiropractic Center today at 610-356-2300 or visit drtomgraziano.com and tell them the Tigers Radio Network sent you.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football. Right here on havenfootball.net.
Panthers with a second and one at their own 45-yard line. Evan Atsevez under center. Wing T, hard count, and boy, no, they look like they jumped, but they didn't. Give is off the left tackle and new line across the 50, 45, ran over his own man, and takes it to the 45. Let's see where they spot it. Good work there by new line. Hard count from Atsevez, sort of backed the defense out of their stance. And Nulon takes it for a bundle. Give him 11. His best run of the night. Aside from the only Panther touchdown. He had a 7-yard touchdown run. 3:27 to play in the first quarter, but nothing on the board since for the Panthers. Two receivers. Split to either side. Atsevez is back. Firing to the outside. Complete to Tom Foster on the little screen. Looking for room. Dances away from one man. Still on his feet. Pushes his way for maybe three. That's a lot of moving around there, but to earn a very tough 3 yards. Good work by Foster to shake his way for a few. Four red shirts in front of him and just one white shirt out there blocking. But good pursuit by the Cardinal defense. Panthers break the huddle very, very quickly. 10:35 to play here in regulation. Foster split into the left wing. Wing to the left is Makai Hill. Give is a new line off the tackle. He cuts right up the middle. He spins his way across the 35 and is down inside that 35 for a first down yardage. Give new line 10 more, 49 yards on 13 carries and a touchdown. Panthers, no huddle here. Under center is Atsevez. Foster split to the left. Wing T behind him gives to Makai Hill off the right side. He's going to run right into number 3, Malik Bootman, after a short gain. Maybe a yard from Malik on his first carry of this second half. 32 in total on 10 carries for guy wearing number 10. It's been fun to watch him the last few years. Might have to start reminiscing here about some of these seniors. This is the last time we're going to see some of these guys, and they have put their heart into it for the Panthers the last couple years. Second down and 9. Atsevez under center. Wing to the right is Mazur. Play fake. Back, looking, has time. Deep down the middle, has Mazur out there who's got it for a touchdown. Great delivery from Atsevez. And 31 yards later, Hunter Mazur into the end zone. Senior to senior. Like I said, I just got talking about those seniors, and that is what we're talking about. Great delivery, great pocket for Atsevez.
You couldn't have said that a little earlier so you could be leading.
Sorry, I could have said that in the first quarter instead of the fourth, huh? Terrific throw from Evan, and Mazur got behind the D with all that speed. Second catch of the night for Mazur. Second touchdown, receiving touchdown of the season, and now the freshman, Emmett Young, on to attempt the extra point. Ball spotted, kick is away, and it is good. 34-14. Hunter Mazur cashes in on a deep ball from Evan Atsevez. Glad you're joining us. See what the Panther defense can do when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery.
We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Very nice drive for the Panthers that time. They go 69 yards, the last 31 of it, off the arm of Evan Atsevez, a 31-yard touchdown strike to Hunter Mazur, who now has 45 yards receiving. 9:35 to play here in the third. And the two seniors, who they talked onto the football field 2 years ago, connect. Onside kick attempt. It is fielded very nicely. Good decision there by the upper Dublin upman, number 87, Michael Ward, the senior tight end, to fall on it at the 50. Short field upcoming here for Upper Dublin, but hey, got to like the effort there from Stratham and say, hey, try to get it back.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you got nothing to lose here. It's just, let's play football, see what we can come up with.
Panther defense has bent, didn't break in the first quarter, but then really just short fields. Three turnovers in that second quarter did the Panthers in. Not only, you know, not terribly short fields, but, you know, you get the ball near midfield. And never mind the emotional piece of, gosh, we're driving, and seemed to be in control for the first quarter entirely, and then early in the second, and then just to hand the ball to the Cardinals on three possessions in a row. Very deflating. But that, with that being said, we're going to take a short time out as Coach Brett Stover has his Cardinals talking it over, their second time out. Early in the fourth quarter, Strathaven trying to mount a comeback on HavenFootball.net.
Searching for a reliable heating and air conditioning company? Then DZO Mechanical is here to fulfill your every need. Privately owned, DZO offers residential and commercial services in heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. Since 2000, DZO has proudly served the Delaware County and Tri-State area, offering customers great service at fair rates. For a free estimate, call DZO at 484-454-3346 or online at www.dzomechanical.com.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening.
Good. Welcome back to Upper Dublin High School. Cardinals on the field with some substitutions in the game. On the quarterback sneak off the left side for a gain of two. Ryan Morris on the tackle of Julian Gimble, who's in the game now, junior, 5'7", 150-pounder. So Gimble picks up two. And we'll start looking at the roster a little more carefully here, just as we're getting awfully familiar with this Upper Dublin offense. Now it's time for some substitutions. Gimble checks in. Naeem Huff checks out of the game. Huff with two touchdowns in that second quarter. Really tough, made it tough sledding there for the Panthers. Receivers split to either side on second down and nine. From the 49, give off the left side and going nowhere thanks to Brandon King. In fact, they'll lose a yard. Give was to, was that
77?
Seven, no, 33, I guess.
No, really?
No, they didn't, 37. Sorry, 37. Okay. Chase Preston, the fullback.
I thought,
okay,
hmm.
Yeah. Not too many 77s running.
Well, we did at the middle school.
Yes, that's true. The other night, yep, number 66, who's starting left tackle, ran 67 yards for a touchdown late in that fourth quarter of the heavyweight game. But we're looking forward to seeing those guys in a few years as well. Back to pass on third and 10. Gimble fires over the middle. It is complete. Ball is loose. Scramble for it. And Upper Dublin is on it. They're going to be shy of the first down. But at any rate, they're going to be fourth down and two. Nice delivery from Gimble on the dead run there. Complete to 37 Preston. Ryan Morris was in the neighborhood of, was awfully close to pouncing on that fumble. But like you and Pete were saying, the football gods sometimes can't seem to get the right bounce.
Yeah, well, we've been on the bad side of the football guys.
Interception,
for a while.
Yeah, the second interception tonight for Evan Atsevez was tipped twice. You know, just tough breaks. Back on 4th-and-2. Gimble fires to this near sideline, wide open, complete. First down and dancing his way across the 40, inside the 35, and down to the 34 is number 25, P.J. Crane. Crane, the senior. Gain of, call it 7. They'll spot it at the 38-yard line. 1st-and-10 Cardinals.
It's at the 33, actually.
Sorry, 33. Thank you.
Okay. See, the reason I say it is because I've got to write it down on my
stat
sheet.
There you go. You got
and
it.
And I said, wait, did I make a mistake? Much more often, I am writing down the wrong number than you are.
Yeah, you check the tape later and do an amazing job with it after the fact. Michael Ward in the game at split end. He split far to the left. Two backs give his, now keeping it himself, is Gimble. Read option there. Fullback was covered. He kept it himself. And Rob Dubois says, nope. Good work by Rob. Another two-year starter for the Panthers. Senior, just again, under the radar kind of guy. Great job on the offensive line. Played well at defensive end. And there gets a stop for a loss of 3. Second down and 13. They move it out to the 36. Try to keep you posted. Garnet Valley has come back to tie CB South.
Really?
End of the third quarter.
Ooh.
It's 14 all.
I like that.
All right. David Strawley. Well, hold on. I'll get into that. Springfield for a moment. David Strawley of Springfield returns an interception for a touchdown. 38-0. Springfield's defense has 3 pick sixes against Pencrest tonight. Mm. Final, an upset. Unionville had a 7-0 lead at halftime on Westchester East. Westchester East comes back and wins 10-7.
Wow.
10-7. East, with the 11 seed, will now face the 3 seed Marple Newtown, who has knocked off Upper Moreland. North Penn has gone final. They've beaten Haverford 56-7.
I feel badly for them.
Academy Park has stretched their lead on Radnor. They're up 30-13 now. Here on third down, and second and 18, rather. Give off the right side, still on his feet. Good second effort there by number 33, your tailback, Lucas Rosselli. Rosselli, the sophomore who sparked the Cardinals to start the second half. A touchdown run, kick return touchdown, called back for a holding at the 10-yard line, but still set them up just outside the Haven 20. 3 plays later, Upper Dublin's in the end zone. It's a 4-score game, and now here we sit with 5:56 and counting to play in the fourth, 34-14, Upper Dublin on top by 20. Second team starters in the game here for the Cardinals. Gives to Preston, the fullback off the left side, tries to stretch it outside, and Panthers will have none of it. But look at him pushing his way, fighting for yardage inside the 35. So give him 2 on very tough running. From Chase Preston, the 5'8", 170-pound senior. Speaking of seniors, Brandon King has had a nice game tonight on the inside here. There has not been much room in the middle for Upper Dublin tonight. Most of the damage done when they bounce it outside off or outside of the tackles. So now 4th-and-12 from the Haven 36, and Cardinals will bring the offense on, or the punt team on, to try to pin them deep. Tommy Foster and Chris Rossini await the kick. Chris Barbera awaits the snap, takes it, and tries to pooch one. Spiraling kick, it's going to head towards Foster, signals fair catch right on the 10-yard line. Mission accomplished there for the Cardinals. 26 on the punt, no return, and the Panthers with a 90-yard field in front of them and trailing by 3 scores, 34-14.
Other than that, we're in great shape.
That's right, yeah. And how did you enjoy the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Right. That's my line.
Yeah.
What's the time on this clock right now?
4:49 to play in regulation. All right. Panthers trying to get the offense going here. Atsevez has Ben McFetridge, another senior at right tackle. Done a nice job tonight, paving the way for Makai Hill and friends. Hill split end to the left. Foster to the right, back to passes. Atsevez looking, deep down the sideline. Has Foster out there. He's behind the defense. Makes the catch. Dances away at the 45. At the 50. What a job by Foster. That ball was delivered perfectly. Great coverage. Great concentration.
I don't know how he caught that.
And that's a 41-yard play to Tom Foster, who now has 123 yards receiving on 6 catches. Great job by Atsevez. What a perfect throw. And that ball was very well. That was just excellent coverage.
Yes. It just dropped right in. That was amazing.
Atsevez under center. At the 49-yard line, gives to Nulon off right tackle. He barrels his way inside the 45 to the 44. Give him five. He's up to 54 yards on his 14 carries. Evan Atsev has a career high tonight, 173 yards passing, one touchdown, two interceptions. He's under center as they go no huddle. Second down and five. Mekhi Hill off the right side. He has room, 30, 25-yard line, and first down. That'll move the clock momentarily, or stop the clock momentarily, rather. Give Mekhi 10 off the right side. 42 yards on 11 carries for number 10 in white. No huddle. Atsevez is under center. Holbert at left tackle gets himself set. Double wing. Atsevez back. Looking. Firing the out pattern. Complete to Foster. He has seven catches now, and he's dumped at the 30-yard line. Nice open field stop by 24, Anthony Sermonara. Gain of five for Foster. He has a career high. Seven catches now. Career high for Atsevez and Foster tonight, as the Panther offense just opening it up. Evan Atsevez under center. Motion man is Mekhi Hill. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Looking for room off that right side. Has a little room, and it closes quickly, though. He's going to be just shy of a first down, I believe. We'll check the spot. I think you're going to end up with third and one. Yes. Okay. 4 yards for Hill.
And timeout.
And timeout. Strathaven, I believe. All right. Need to get these guys to catch their breath with 3:12 to play. We'll take a moment to catch ours as well. Be back in 30 seconds. Clock winding down on Strathaven here late in the fourth on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Third down and almost two for the Panthers. Foster split end to the right. From the 26 of Upper Dublin, going in, Panthers give us a new line off the left side. First down and more as he spins inside the 20. Down to the 17. Gain of nine more for Nulon, who's piling up some yardage now late in the game. 34-14, Upper Dublin on top. Panther offense working against a number of second-teamers here as Brett Stover giving his guys a rest, anticipating a game next week against Westchester Henderson. Don't have the final score yet, but that was a running clock, 35-0. Henderson on top of Sun Valley, last we heard. Now, another quick score update. Garnet Valley has scored with 11 seconds left in the fourth to go up 21-14 on CB South. Jaguars a long road trip up near Warrington tonight. But it looks like they are going to sneak out of there with a victory as a 10 seed over the 7.
Announce that score again. We were offline for
21-14. Garnet Valley has scored with 11 seconds to play in regulation. So they lead CB South with 11 seconds left by a touchdown. Academy Park scores again. They lead 37-10 over Radnor. So that game's starting to head where we thought it would.
Yep. Here we go.
All right, here we go. First and 10 from the 18. Evan Atsevez under center. Wing T look behind him. Foster split end to the left. Give is to Mekhi Hill. Running room off the right side. He cuts inside at the 10. Bounces off his own man and rumbles down to the 5. See where they spot this when they unpile, but he's very near first down yardage. Yes, indeed. They'll put it down at the 6. Give him 12 more. And the Panthers, first and goal to go, trying to tack on another one here. Atsevez, no huddle. Double wing. Give is the fullback. Nulon off the right side, cuts back over the middle and into the end zone for the second time tonight. No quit in the Panthers. Gotta love that about this group of seniors and the team overall. 34-20. extra point pending as Nulon scores for the second time tonight.
Oh, forgot to get the growl out. Sorry.
Zach Nulon's 15th rushing touchdown on the season. Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point. He's been a find as well. That's going to be fun watching him the next 3 years. Oh, flags pre-snap.
Yeah, go for two. I think Upper Dublin was offsides.
Offsides indeed. And the Panthers, I think, will keep the offense right there and try it again. All right, so Zach Nulon, two touchdowns tonight. As I said, 15 on the season, 69 yards on 16 carries. It's tough sledding for most of the evening. Atsevez will hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away, and it is deflected and no good. Kick was tipped. 34-20 is where the score will stay. All right, stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds. See what the Panthers can do to slow down Upper Dublin in the final 2 minutes here on HavenFootball.net.
Zenith Public Adjusters proudly supports the Marple Newtown Football Tigers.
Coach Gicking and his staff. Zenith Public Adjusters ask, if you feel you may have property damage to your home or business, to allow us an opportunity to review your coverage and consult on the full extent of your damages. All consultations are at no cost. Zenith Public Adjusters remains immensely grateful to all of our existing and past customers. Customer referrals make up over 95% of our client base. When disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Zenith Public Adjusters are open and ready for your call. Call 610-359-8454 for more details.
Emmett Young has it teed. My guess is we might be seeing another onside kick try. Hey, just for practice's sake, at least. 34-20. Panthers trailing by two scores. They have the hands team on that far side. Emmett comes to the near side instead. Takes a sideways hop, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers are on it at the 41-yard line. That took a strange bounce, and Ethan Belleville on top of the football at the 41. Not a lot you can do sometimes with that way ball bounces, right?
That's the hope, obviously.
Can't place blame, but, well, you and Pete were begging for a bounce all night, right? They finally get one, but likely too little too late here. And it's going to come back.
Oh.
Were they offside?
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Well, that goes with the territory.
That'll about sum it up, right? So the Panthers recover the onside kick, and now we'll have to try it again. They were offside. Didn't even see the flag, actually.
Neither did I.
Might have been on the far side. All right. Let's see here. Trying to get into Chamonix update, as that game was very tight. Garnet Valley has gone final. They will advance.
Wow. What a win.
Big time comeback there for the Jags, who move on next week to play the winner of Neshaminy or Penridge, which, again, Penridge was up 21-14 midway through the third. Still trying for an update. All right, here we go. Emmett Young will try it again. Upper Dublin awaits. Seven men across the front, anticipating an onside kick, and Young boots it away. It's going to take a hop and roll to Mike Cottom at the 15. Try to turn it up the field, and he's banged down at the 18-yard line. Falls forward to the 20. Took a heavy hit for his troubles. But, again, Upper Dublin next week shaping up to play Westchester Henderson. Henderson, a big winner over Sun Valley tonight. But Upper Dublin will host that game against the fifth-seeded Warriors, assuming the last 2:15 of regulation here doesn't turn into an absolute disaster for Coach Stover and the Cards. Julian Gimble into the game again at quarterback, and the instruction is just take care of the football. And that's really the difference tonight, Mike.
Got some real small kids out there now.
All right. Pistol look. Receivers split to either side, tight end to the right. Gimble. Busted play. He's going to scramble up the middle. Still on his feet across the 25, the 30. Fumble. Ball comes out. scramble for it, and look at that, Upper Dublin's on it at the 24-yard line. Goodness gracious, the Panthers have had chances. Two fumbles tonight for Upper Dublin, and they couldn't cash in. They recover the onside kick and have a penalty, and that truly is the difference tonight. Three second-quarter turnovers for the Panthers not only disrupted promising drives, but Upper Dublin cashed in three times, and the clock melts now, 140, 139 and counting, to play in regulation, and we'll end the careers of a handful of Panthers here tonight. We'll get to that in a moment after this play. Second down and seven. Gimble turns, gives to the halfback, trying to bounce outside Roselli, and does, and steps out of bounds. Now flag comes in late. I think you're going to end up with
late hit.
I think you're going to end up with unnecessary roughness here at the end of the play.
But who ran 25?
33. Was Roselli. And so we'll see after the play. But I was going to say just a thank you to a number of seniors who we're going to see on the field for the final time tonight. Makai Hill, John Hara, Brandon King. Again, nice job. Rob Dubois is still out there at defensive end. So, number of defensive starters. The Panthers will say goodbye this year. But, again, some talent coming back as well. So, Roselli's four-yard run gets 15 tacked on the end. And now, with 1:21 to play in regulation, Cardinals, I don't think, need to snap it more than two or three more times here. Don't need to run a play. I think you can go under center here and take a knee, but they may just give the younger guys a couple more practice plays here. You know, Gimble, pistol look.
Yeah.
Yep. Gives to the fullback. Second effort. Nice work. He has shed multiple tackles here tonight. Chase Preston, the senior, running hard. That's a senior who will get to play again next week as we're inside of, well, we're at 1:15 to play. Timeout on the field here. And a number of other Strathaven seniors contributed very nicely to the program. Again, too bad we didn't see more of Van Bobo this year because of an injury. But again, he's been fun to watch the last couple of years. Thanks again to Zach Newland, who's going to end up as the leading rusher each of the last two seasons for the Panthers. See him on the wrestling mat pretty soon. Devine Nesbitt, not in uniform tonight due to injury, but again, one of these newer first-year football players as seniors. He and Marcel Gallard fall in that boat. Dan Reeves, number 81, just a junior. I meant to say Jalen Thompson, who's right next to him on the roster. And Jalen Thompson, one of the biggest plays of the year that we saw with that touchdown catch, his only catch of the year, won the Radnor game in double overtime. So, again, thanks to him. We mentioned Ben McFetridge as well. Here on first and 10, now loose in the secondary and out to the midfield stripe goes number 82, Selvin Haynes. And so Haynes, the sophomore, getting a carry here in a playoff game. That'll move the sticks for Upper Dublin, and the clock ticks 107 will restart the clock. Now it's going to be, I think, formation here for Upper Dublin, I believe. We'll see. All right, under center is Gimble. And the Panthers will fall to 4-7 on the year, but certainly lots to feel good about moving forward. This is a team that very well could have been, 6-4 walking in tonight. But weren't. You lose your first game to Interboro in a game you had a 2-touchdown lead, or 10-point lead, rather, in the last quarter. But clock ticks, 36, 35. Upper Dublin will need to snap it one more time. But, you were in the Haverford game. You capitalize on some Haverford mistakes, and you probably win that one too, and it's a different story. You're a different seed. Maybe get a better seeding and better matchup here in the first round. But congrats to Upper Dublin getting it done.
Yep, they got it done. They played a beautiful game. They did what they had to do.
And 17, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, Haven, three turnovers. You're not.
Yep, that was the difference tonight. Yep. Gimble takes the snap, takes a knee, and they will not need to snap it again. 34-20, Upper Dublin holds serve on their own on their home field. They've lost just one time since this field's been turfed, and that will do it. So the Panthers fall to 4-7, but again, thank you for a fun, entertaining season. Just couldn't quite turn the corner in a handful of games, and tonight, a terrible second quarter turning the football over was the difference. So, aside from that, Panthers were game and lots of fun as always. So, stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment for a quick post-game wrap-up of this one. Talk about our plans for the next couple of weeks and a whole lot more. Be back in a moment. Glad you join us here on HavenFootball.net.
Searching for a reliable heating and air conditioning company? Then DZO Mechanical is here to fulfill your every need. Privately owned, DZO offers residential and commercial services in heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. Since 2000, DZO has proudly served the Delaware County and Tri-State area, offering customers great service at fair rates. For a free estimate, call DZO at 484-454-3346 or online at www.dzomechanical.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Fort Washington, where the home team takes care of business tonight. Upper Dublin 34, Strathaven 20. Strathaven's first visit to the District 1 playoffs since 2012 ends after just 1 week, and that's what happened in 2012 also.
Yeah,
they lost the first-round game there. But, hey, certainly a building block and certainly things to look forward to next year. But, Mike, it was a lot of fun, as always.
Listen, we love doing this, and it's, you know, it's tough to do it in year 2-8 and 4-6. It's always wonderful to do when you're 7-3. But, you know, that's when we started this whole process many years ago with the broadcasting.
Yep.
We had said to Chip Carroll, the former AD, look, our advantage is the team's success or failure is not relative. Our sponsors will come in, and they will buy the whole boat of the season, and we will be there for every game no matter how difficult a season we're having. And that's what we've done. And, you know, it's tough to watch sometimes. I'm sure you hear the frustration in our voices sometimes. That's only because we want the kids to do so well. But at the end of the day, you know, you play the best you can, and I think tonight was probably a good example of that. No chance at all on winning this game, but they were kept driving. They wanted to get a touchdown. They did get a touchdown. They drove. They did what they could. Sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes you're the fly. You know, it's just been a lot of flies this year. But that's okay. It's been fun games. And, of course, as we always say, we finish up the year on a positive note this year because we'll be running around doing various playoff games. That's always fun.
Yep.
We'll miss the fact that we won't be any of the kids in silver and black. But at the end of the day, that we enjoy it because that's what it is. It's a great game, and we like being here. And we'll be here again next year.
Absolutely. We'll be here again next week.
That's
now, not
right.
Here in Fort Washington.
And not with Strathaven.
We are going to follow a Delaware County team somewhere, I would assume. Now, what game does that look like? It's possible we could think about Ridley and Coatesville. That's
yep.
That should be entertaining next week. Springfield has gone final. They have defeated Pencrest 38-0. So Springfield will host Great Valley next week. Former coach Dan Ellis, former Springfield head coach, brings Great Valley to Springfield, where he turned that program around. That 2010 Springfield team that gave Strathaven all it could handle in their march to the District 1 championship. So that should be entertaining. Garnet Valley, they'll have their own broadcast next week. Good for them. The big comeback win against CB South, and they will take on the winner of Penridge and the Chamonix, of which we have no idea what's going on in that game yet. We're still trying to get an update. But, again, interesting games next week. We will figure it out over the next couple of days where we will be. Marple Newtown has gone final. They have won, and they will host another game next week as the 3 seed. So right now, as it stands, in the 5A bracket, everything has played to seed with the exception of Westchester East knocking off Unionville. So it is Westchester East that will visit Marple Newtown. Shanahan will take on, will visit Academy Park. That could be interesting too. Upper Dublin will stay here and host Westchester Henderson, the 5 seed, and of course Great Valley, the 8 seed, traveling to Springfield. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll figure out, hey, where and what kind of game we want to watch, where check we want to broadcast. And
check back with Haven Football. We'll have stats, obviously, for today's game. That'll get published on tomorrow. We'll do the play of the game, which will be the final one of the year. And then by Monday, we will most likely post the game that we will be broadcasting for next week.
Perfect.
So Brian and I and Pete will come back and do another playoff game, and always looking forward to it, even though it's not our boys from Strathaven.
Well, looking forward to it indeed. And so we will be back with you a week from now. But again, one more time, thank you, thank you, thank you to Coach Clancy and his staff, all the Panthers, for a tremendous effort. Thank you to the cheerleaders for doing a great job this year. The band, as always,
as always.
I sat here. My favorite part of the year halftime show is that I'm not talking. I'm sitting here taking video of the band. It was awesome. But anyway, thank you again, Pete Fulgenetti, for doing a great job all season with the stats and spotting. And, of course, Mike Mayer, who's just getting started on the playoff run here, will be busy with stats and a whole lot more, but the broadcast will keep on rolling through the next few weeks at least. So, for Pete and for Mike, signing off here at Upper Dublin one more time, Strathaven falls tonight in the opening round of the District 1 playoffs. Congrats to the Cardinals. 34-20 is your final. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. Thank you all for listening. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.